side effects from prescription medication? Take Kwai garlic tablets every day. In study after study, Kwai garlic has been proven to help lower cholesterol and support cardiovascular health with no side effects. Kwai is easy to swallow and closest to fresh garlic without the odor. What's the downside? Only your cholesterol. Kwai, that's K-W-A-I. Kwai is available at Walgreens, Rite Aid, CVS, Albertsons, and leading retailers and health food stores everywhere.
The days are getting shorter. The leaves are falling. The air is getting crisp and cool. These signs can mean only one thing.
The biggest sale of the fall season is now at Payless Shoe Stores. So if you think fall is just an excuse to get you and your family some new shoes, this is the time. Because right now, the season's hottest shoes, boots, handbags, and accessories are on sale for up to 50% off at Payless. So hurry to Payless today, because these deals will go as fast as the leaves from the trees. Look smart, Payless.
You're listening to 1190 WLIB New York, the home of Air America Radio.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. Ashcroft may quit. George W. Bush may soon be looking for a new attorney general. Senior aides say John Ashcroft is likely to resign before Bush is even sworn in for a second term on January 20th. They're saying it's possible Ashcroft would stay on, at least for a short time, if the president asked him to. Ashcroft is said to be exhausted from leading the Justice Department in the domestic war on terrorism since the 2001 attacks. He has had stress-related health problems and had to have his gallbladder removed earlier this year. Ashcroft's spokesman says he has not officially told his staff of his future plans. At his news conference today, George W. Bush said he has not made any decisions about his cabinet. However, Bush is wasting no time telling reporters what he intends to do now that he's won a second term. He vowed to continue the worldwide war on terror, and he told Congress to work on revamping Social Security and the tax system. In his first news conference after re-election, Bush said it's not easy to work together in Washington, but he says members of both parties will see that he's genuine about working toward fixing problems confronting America. Bush says he sent his father to bed on Tuesday night before the election results were in, so he never got to see what he called the pride in his tired eyes. During a news conference today, Bush reflected on the re-election, something denied his father, who was beaten by Clinton in 1992. Bush says his father took off for Houston yesterday before Kerry conceded, so he says they never had a chance to celebrate the results. He says he did talk to his father by phone, and he was relieved. The elder Bush stayed up with the family watching results till 3:30 in the morning, but of course the election dragged on after that. The younger Bush says his father taught him that, quote, life is bigger than just politics. Some newspapers in Europe making their displeasure known with the re-election of Bush. London's Daily Mail wondered on the front page how more than 59 million Americans who voted for Bush could be, quote, so dumb. A Spanish newspaper suggested it is as much a victory for Osama bin Laden as it is for Bush. In Iraq, three British troops killed in central Iraq today, where they've been sent to relieve U.S. soldiers expected to take part in a major assault on Fallujah. And the wife of the Democratic vice presidential candidate, John Edwards, has been diagnosed with cancer. Elizabeth Edwards learned yesterday she has breast cancer. The diagnosis came the same day that her husband and John Kerry conceded the race. Elizabeth Edwards is 55 years old. She discovered a lump in her right breast while on a campaign trip last week. This is Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley.
Sarah, what?
Come on, honey. Get up. Time to go.
Oh, where? It's Saturday.
Exactly. It's Kohl's Super Saturday.
Come to Kohl's Super Saturday and get great early bird specials from 7 a.m. to noon only. Like your very own portable DVD player for just $179.99. And save 60% on all men's joggers and Croft & Barrow outerwear. Take an extra 10% off all fine and sterling silver jewelry. Already 60% off. And all PlayStation video games are only $8.99. Fits your wallet, schedule, style.
I try to teach my children what's important in life. So instead of Fruit Loops cereal, I buy Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's cereal. Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's tastes just as good and has all the same vitamins and minerals, plus more vitamin A and calcium. And we get 50% more cereal for about the same price. lesson.
I know. It's what's inside that counts.
Look for Malt-O-Meal Tutti Frutti's and over 20 other popular flavors, because Malt-O-Meal means more. Part of a balanced breakfast. Claim based on net weight comparison of 22.5 ounces to 15 ounces. Fruit Loops is a registered trademark of Kellogg Company.
Are you losing your hair? Is that bald spot getting bigger? Is your hair looking thinner? Why aren't you using Avacor, the hair growth treatment that has helped thousands of people just like you regrow their hair?
I am 39 years old. I've been slowly balding over the last 10 years. Thanks to Avacor, my hair is coming back and I couldn't be more excited.
The best product that I've tried.
Avacor is the product of the 21st century.
If you're losing your hair and haven't tried Avacor yet, how about a free month supply? We're giving away a free month of Avacor with all of today's orders. Avacor is proven to successfully stop hair loss and regrow hair.
Call 800-662-8168 for your risk-free trial of Avacor. Call now, 800-662-8168. That's 800-662-8168. And remember, all of today's orders will receive an additional month's supply of Avacor absolutely free. Call 800-662-8168.
Wouldn't it be great if some things were more convenient, like income tax preparation?
Please come up to the second window for your refund.
Unfortunately, not everything can be convenient, but Radio Shack is. With over 7,000 stores, there's probably one in your neighborhood where you'll find the helpful service you want, plus the latest electronics, accessories, wireless phones, and gift ideas. So even though we'd all like a little more convenience...
Yeah, I'm here to take your driver's license photo.
It's nice to know Radio Shack really offers it. Radio Shack, you've got questions, we've got answers.
Hi, this is Al Franken on the next Al Franken Show. Happy days are here again. We're in full denial with an unfettered celebration of John Kerry's glorious victory on Tuesday night. Everyone who's anyone will be here. After all, Kerry pretty much owes his success to us. Join us for a little much-deserved gloating and then some constructive analysis of what to watch for in the new Kerry administration. We're going completely cuckoo on the next Al Franken Show.
Well, good evening, Truth Seekers. This is Air America Radio. My name is Mike Malloy. That's M-A-L-L-O-Y. There's no R in it. Thanks for joining us tonight. Glad you're here. I was talking to my daughter in Tampa earlier today, and she was talking about her son, my grandson, who is, how old is Jacob? Is he four?
He's a lot older than your new daughter.
How old is he, four or five?
He's almost five.
Almost five, okay. I guess he would still be 4 years old then if he's almost five, right? Another 2 weeks and he turns five. It's hard to keep track of all these little sprogs running around, you know? Is it a grandkid? Is it a kid? Anyway, he's 4 years, almost five. He goes to preschool, has been going to preschool for a while. Lovely young lad. And in their little preschool, I just found this out today when I was talking to Wendy. On Tuesday, in his little preschool class, they held a mock election. Now, right away, it makes you wonder, what the hell is up with that? I mean, why is a preschool teacher having four-year-olds and five-year-olds hold them up? Okay, I'm sure there's probably a good idea behind it. I'm not going to doubt that. But anyway, they had a mock election in his preschool. And one of Jacob's little classmates watched Jacob choose the blue construction paper ballot that represented Kerry and put it in the box for Kerry. And the little kid came up to Jacob and said, John Kerry's a bloodsucker. John Kerry's a bloodsucker. And Wendy said Jake just kind of looked at him and decked him, did he? Bless the kid's heart. John Kerry's a bloodsucker. That's coming out of the mouth of a four-year-old? Oh, Jesus, the damage that the Bush cabal and the right-wingers, Republicans, have done to this country is inestimable. It's multi-generational, transgenerational. It's just, whatever. You probably heard today the humanitarian aid agency Doctors Without Borders says it is pulling out of Iraq because of escalating violence and the danger to its staff. The agency said in a statement that it had taken the decision, in their words, quote, in the light of the extreme risks taken in the country by humanitarian workers, end quote. The statement was released in Geneva, Switzerland, went on to say, we deeply regret that we are no longer able to bring medical aid to the Iraqi people when they need it the most. CARE has closed down. International Committee of the Red Cross is gone. This is George Bush's success in Iraq. In the meantime, the U.S. military is gearing up for a major assault against the city of Fallujah. There is going to be mega death. And the question remains, why? What is in Fallujah? Oh, the insurgents. And what are the insurgents trying to do? Defeat America. Why are they trying to defeat America? Because soldiers are in their country. Why are soldiers in their country? To overthrow Saddam. Saddam is overthrown. He is in U.S. custody. So why are the soldiers still there? I don't know. A slaughter is coming. And again, this is Bush policy. Speaking of Bush, he had a press conference today. This arrogant little twit, we've got some sound for you tonight, of George Bush, his first press conference. The swagger, the arrogance, the pinheadedness of this guy is just almost gagging. And the crack White House press corps sits there like what? Geese, sheep, frogs, turtles, roaches, snails? Pick something. Somebody help me out here. Pick a, what's the word, phylum? Is it phylum? Is that what I'm looking for, Kathy? You're the biologist. Phylum? Or is it species? It doesn't matter. Pick a creature. Spiders? Worms? The White House press corps sits there, right? They sit there. While Bush just, I don't know how to say this. I can't say it the way I want to because it's family radio. But he sits there and kind of twists it and breaks it off. And the White House press corps just takes it. So we have some sound for you of Bush today. A little swagger to his step, the little that contemptible, disgusting look on his face. I'm Jesus' little brother. Matter of fact, can we do one right now, or is it too early? Okay, let's do this one. You've got to hear this, okay? He's already playing dictator. He sounds like he's joking as he talks about his one-question rule. Did you know that? There's a one-question rule from this wimp, from this coward, from this deserter, from this twit. A one-question rule to the crack White House press corps. He tries to make it into a joke, but, well, we're going to play the first two, okay? Here's the question from the crack White House press geek. Mr. President, thank you. As you look at your second term, how much is the war in Iraq going to cost? Do you intend to send more troops or bring troops home? And in the Middle East, more broadly, do you agree with Tony Blair that revitalizing the Middle East peace process is the single most pressing political issue facing the world?
Now that I've got the will of the people at my back, I'm going to start enforcing the one-question rule. That was three questions. We will work with the Alawi government to achieve our objective, which is elections and on the path to stability. And we'll continue to train the troops. Our commanders will have that which they need to complete their missions. And in terms of the cost, We'll work with OMB and the Defense Department to bring forth to Congress a realistic assessment of what the cost will be.
Oh, I think we pretty much know what it's going to be. Bunny Pants, it's going to be $500 million before this, or $500 billion, $500 billion before your little adventure in overcoming your Oedipal problems with your father are finally accomplished. So, you know, but now, this time, when he does admonish a reporter for violating his rules, no one laughs. Now, you heard the laugh that time. Listen this time. The reporter says, well, how will you go about bringing people together? Will you seek a consensus candidate for the Supreme Court if there's an opening? Will you bring some Democrats into your cabinet?
Yeah, again, he violated the one question rule right off the bat. Obviously, he didn't listen to the will of the people. But first of all, there's no vacancy for the Supreme Court, and I will deal with a vacancy when there is one.
So there. Next question. Incredible. Now, in the first question, where he's asked, do you intend to send more troops or bring troops home? In the Middle East, do you agree with Tony Blair that revitalizing the Middle East peace process, single most pressing political issue? Bush never answered questions like this in the past. And now that he's got his pretend mandate, what did he win by? 1.5%? 3.5 million votes out of 115 million cast? Well, okay, Kathy just said in my headphones, if he won, I'm just going to go, that's like saying, you know, he got reelected. That's bat squeeze. Of course he didn't get reelected. But you know, I can't keep going back and correcting myself, Kathy. So he got elected with 3.5 million votes out of 115 million cast. And this jack-legged freak thinks he has a mandate? Well, it's not just him. All of the pundits on the right, from Charles Krauthammer to, George Will, just right down the list of these vermin. They're the editorial page of the Wall Street Journal, Richard Viguerie, the psychopath who would like to destroy America. All of these people say he's got a mandate. He's got a mandate. This win is 51% of the vote a mandate. That's a squeaker, you morons. So now that he's got his pretend mandate, and he didn't answer questions, he was dishonest, a geek the first 4 years, what? He's going to change now, all of a sudden become Mr. Honest? Look, get ready for 4 more years of vague, fuzzy answers, and only when he chooses to give his dumb, half-witted answer. It's astonishing. I watched that press conference today, and for about 10 minutes, and then I had to stop because Kathy said, you know, you have to stop throwing stuff at the television because one of these times you're going to hit it, and you don't want to, you know, have to go buy a new one, right? Because they're all made in China. I don't know. This is Air America Radio. Stay with us. Quick break. I'll be right back.
George W. Bush will give the country a push. Put us back on the road to what's right and true. George W. Bush is gonna give us a push. He's the man who knew what's right for me and you. He's the man who knew what's right for me and you.
Planet Check goes to India. His Holiness Swamiji, President of Parmath Nikatan Ashram in Rishikesh, sees the light.
Sun comes every morning, everywhere. Sun never takes, I'm going on vacation. Done, tired of you people. Sun never complains, never grumbling, no vacation.
Swamiji implements solar panels.
10 years ago, I was thinking, why wastage of this energy? Sun, God has given to us, and sun is life. Everything starts with sun, coming every day to us, giving a message. Come on, use me. Look at me. I am there. Take more and more benefits.
He talked to a few scientists about solar energy.
And they came here, and this planned for me, and it happened. In the last 10 years, this hot water and the light and other things, and so many things are happening now.
That's Planet Check.
Planet Check is possible thanks to Cliff Bar, the energy bar made with organic ingredients by a company committed to sustaining you and the planet. More at cliffbar.com.
If you care about health, you need to know about the benefits of balancing your fat intake. I'm Barb Harris for Smart Balance Buttery Spread. Scientists spent years searching for the ideal balance of dietary fats, avoiding cholesterol, hydrogenation, and trans fatty acids. Smart Balance uses patented blend of vegetable oils to make a delicious and healthy alternative to butter and margarine with award-winning taste. Smart Balance. You're really going
to
love it.
If staying healthy is about the choices you make, you're about to make an important one. Which vitamin E to take? Larry King here to introduce the advanced protection of Ester E, a breakthrough form of vitamin E, new from the makers of Ester C. Ester E's antioxidant strength's protected until your body is ready to use it. So do what I do. Choose new Ester E. Are you getting advanced protection from your vitamin E?
Look for Ester E at Walgreens, GNC, and everywhere vitamins are sold.
You can burn a few calories with this brain teaser from Cortislim. What do Stamford, Connecticut, Burbank, California, and the Cortislim lifestyle have in common? Here to tell us is Dr. Greg.
Well, the connection is that those cities each have a population of over 100,000 people. So, hypothetically, you might say that the entire population of, say, Abilene, Texas, not only ordered Cortislim one time, but ordered Cortislim again. And that doesn't surprise us at all, because over 100,000 reorders tells you that the Cortislim lifestyle, and that's managing everyday stress to create positive change, including your weight, along with proper diet, exercise, and Cortislim, well, it's working.
So when you hear that the number of customers who've reordered Cortislim is roughly equal to the entire population of Green Bay, ask yourself, wouldn't you be more comfortable stepping off the scale and into the Cortislim lifestyle this holiday season? It's as easy as calling 1-800-921-BURN. That's 800-921-BURN. Once again, 800-921-BURN.
Are your nights a blur of must-see TV, internet chat, or Chinese takeout? Are you looking for a safe, enjoyable way to meet interesting new people with similar interests? If you are a gay man, you should know about 8 Guys Out, a dining club created for upscale gay men who are ready to meet new friends and partners in a relaxed setting. 8 Guys Out arranges dinner parties for 8 at some of the finest restaurants in New York City. The intimate dining experience promotes meaningful conversation in a safe, relaxed environment. 8 Guys Out offers a stress-free way to socialize with men sharing common interests. It's perfect for anyone who wants to expand a social network, is suddenly single, or is new to the metro area. Take your place at the table. Call 8 Guys Out now at 212-737-8988. Again, to enjoy evenings of great food and conversation, call 212-737-8988 or visit the website 8guysout.com. That's the number 8guysout.com. Hurry, they'll save a seat.
My credit card bills are getting out of hand. 12%, 18%, even 24%? I can't get ahead. There's no money left over after paying bills.
You need help now.
But what can I do?
If you're a homeowner, you need to call Omega Mortgage Acceptance Corporation. In fact, at Omega Mortgage, they've actually lowered rates, reduced payments, and delivered the cash needed to thousands of homeowners.
I can even have money left over for the holidays?
That's right. And at Omega Mortgage, they make home loans easy and can approve you in less than 20 minutes. You won't be buried in heaps of paperwork or mountains of documentation. You don't even need tax returns. Great if you're self-employed.
But I've had mortgage lates. Can they really help me?
No problem. Credit card lates, mortgage lates, even bankruptcy. Omega Mortgage specializes in home loans for homeowners just like you. Call right now to lower your payments and get cash in your hands in time for the holidays. 888-32-APPLY. 888-32-APPLY. Get approved in less than 20 minutes. Call 888-32-APPLY. That's 888-322-7759. Licensed by Cal DRE number 01411312. Call 888-32-APPLY.
Past the hour. Yeah, the mandate thing, I'm really sick of hearing about today. I really do. I really am, I should say. And also tonight, some information about Vioxx. As you know, people are dying from taking that drug. It should have been recalled 3-4 years ago, but that's not the way it works in America anymore. You know, after enough people die, then they might recall it. They figure, the actuaries figure, okay, well, if we recall it, we're going to lose all this profit. So how much are the lawsuits going to cost? Well, Bush is putting a cap on lawsuits, so we can get away with about $250,000 per death. Oh, okay, well, let's go ahead and we'll stop when we hit 10, 20,000 dead. Have I mentioned yet tonight how much I hate these people? In Bellingham, Washington, and Portland yesterday, Hundreds of demonstrators turned out in response to Bush's second theft of the presidency of this country. They were responded to with police and riot gear. In Bellingham, Washington, more than 300 people, according to the Associated Press, participated in the protest, which started on the grounds of Western Washington University's Performing Arts Center, then moved through downtown. The crowd staged a sit-in at one intersection and stopped at another, holding up afternoon traffic. After police threatened to make arrests, the protesters dispersed. In Portland, protesters wearing gas masks and hoisting cardboard peace signs took to the streets chanting, "Not our president, not our war." Demonstrators, who numbered more than 100, were met by police in riot gear who arrived on foot, on motorcycles, on bicycles, on horseback. Jesus, why not in tanks and armored personnel carriers and F-15s, you know. Five people were arrested, no reports of serious injuries. The protesters called for an investigation into Bush's, quote, victory, close quote, over Kerry. Do you think demonstrations, do you think this is going to be like an organic thing? Do we have to get involved with the same people who staged the pre-war, anti-war, massive demonstrations? Or do you think it's going to be organic, little by little? I don't think it's going to be organic because too much of the country has been washed in the blood of George Bush and the Lamb, and they're very content. It doesn't make any difference how bad things are economically or the fact that we are killing thousands upon thousands of people around the planet. Well, in Iraq and Afghanistan, that doesn't matter. At least a couple fetuses are... Well, actually, that's not true either, because remember, under Bush, abortions went up. Under Bill Clinton, they went down. They're going to continue to go up. Even after Bush appoints an anti-abortion Supreme Court justice, they're still going to go up. Just because the Supreme Court said, well, now, this is against the law. Do you really believe that abortion... Well, never mind. One of the stories not reported, I just found out about this today. More than 700 people were arrested and thousands more subjected to FBI interviews just prior to this this phony election we just had. Did you know about this? I didn't either. 700 people arrested, thousands interviewed by FBI, an intense government effort to avert a terrorist attack aimed at disrupting the election. As in the past, law enforcement officials said today they don't know for sure whether any of those arrests or interviews foiled an attack. Well, they got one guy, a 23-year-old Pakistani man who had illegally entered the United States through Mexico 4 years ago, was working as a fuel tanker truck driver with access to a major U.S. seaport. Well, that you never know, right? And most of the reports were Middle Eastern foreigners in this country, legally or illegally, once they're interrogated, they quietly move back in their neighborhoods and start thinking about going to Canada. This stuff doesn't get into the papers because we have a whorish, cowardly press. There were reports of heavy-handed tactics against these people in some places. The Council on American-Islamic Relations provided several examples, including a young Pakistani man who was held for 5 hours in Las Vegas after books on the Muslim holiday of Ramadan and books on Arabic grammar were found in his possession. Yeah, that's it. That's it. 5 hour detention, interview with the FBI. The federal police were at his door. Bush is America, huh? As far as the Bush crime family's theft of the second election here, Sidney Blumenthal, we quote a little bit from his recent writings yesterday. Let me just a couple more sentences here. Blumenthal described Bush's mandate this way. Now, without constraints, Bush can pursue the dreams he campaigned for, the use of U.S. military might to bring God's gift of freedom to the world, with no more global tests in a home, the enactment of the imperatives of the right God, the international system of collective security forged in World War II and tempered in the Cold War is a thing of the past. The Democratic Party, despite its best efforts, has failed to rein in the radicalism sweeping the country. The world is in a state of emergency, but it's also irrelevant. The new world, with all its power and might, stepping forth to the rescue and the liberation of the old... Goodbye to all that. Quick break. We'll be back.
We will apply the immigration laws. We're saying welcome to America. Why don't you share information with us?
Don't worry about the fine print, please sign here. Please sign here.
Federal college loan rates are currently lower than they have ever been, which means by refinancing now, you could cut your monthly student loan payment by up to 50%. By calling 1-800-2-COLLEGE, you'll quickly be connected to College Loan Corporation. We will answer your questions, help you lower your payments, and secure a rate as low as 2.63%. It's easy, it's free, and so far, over 300,000 people have called. 1-800-2-COLLEGE. It's the smartest call you can make.
Larry King here. You've heard me talk about Ester C. Well, now you can get more from your vitamin E. Introducing the advanced protection of Ester E from the makers of Ester C. Ester E's breakthrough form protects its antioxidant strength until your body is ready to use it. So do what I do and get more from your E. Take new Ester E. E-S-T-E-R-E. Are you getting advanced protection from your vitamin E?
Look for Ester E at Albertsons, CVS, and everywhere vitamins are sold.
If you're interested in a career in a field involving electronics, drafting, or information technology, you need to have the required knowledge and skills. Get started by calling ITT Technical Institute. ITT Tech's programs offer both classroom theory and hands-on training in a practical lab environment. For an ITT Tech brochure, call 1-800-521-0200. Financial aid is available for those who qualify. Limited transferability of credits. That's ITT Tech, 1-800-521-0200.
Hey, big guy, we won't tell anyone. When the pressure has you down and you need a libido booster to catch up to what the brain really desires, there's nothing wrong with getting a little help. Best part is, we won't tell a soul. Go to www.instanttabs.com and order your Instant Tabs. Soft tabs made with crushed Viagra for fast-acting, proven results. That's right, crushed Viagra in soft tab form to get libido-boosting help in 15 to 20 minutes. InstantTabs.com provides a 3 to 5 minute confidential phone consultation where you can be approved by a licensed physician and have your soft tabs, Viagra, Cialis, or Levitra sent right to your home or office. For more info, go to InstantTabs.com now or call 800-640-7032. 800-640-7032. You can enjoy spontaneous, intimate moments with your partner, and she'll never know where you got your newfound stud status. Don't wait. Call now. 800-640-7032. Live life to the fullest with fast-acting Instant Tabs at InstantTabs.com or 800-640-7032. Get a boost for your libido today. 800-640-7032.
For just 45 cents a day, you can have 8 weeks of the Wall Street Journal delivered to your home or office every business day. That's just 45 cents a day for the insights, analysis, and news relevant to the business of your life. Every business day, the Wall Street Journal delivers the top news from every market, industry, and corner of the globe. But because life isn't just business, the Journal's innovative personal journal section translates today's news into the useful information you need to save time and money. From scoring travel discounts to better banking deals, Personal Journal provides practical guidance you can use. Call now and take advantage of the Journal's special introductory offer. Save 55% off the Journal's newsstand price when you order an 8-week subscription for just 45 cents a day. This offer is available for a limited time to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Don't miss out. Call 800-889-1001. That's 800-889-1001 for the Wall Street Journal.
I try to teach my children what's important in life. So instead of Fruit Loops cereal, I buy Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's cereal. Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's tastes just as good and has all the same vitamins and minerals, plus more vitamin A and calcium. And we get 50% more cereal for about the same price. Lesson?
I know, it's what's inside that counts.
Look for Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's and over 20 other popular flavors, because Maltomeal means more. Part of a balanced breakfast. Claim based on net weight comparison of 22.5 ounces to 15 ounces. Fruit Loops is a registered trademark of Kellogg Company.
Wouldn't it be great if some things were more convenient, like income tax preparation?
Please pull up to the second window for your refund.
Unfortunately, not everything can be convenient, but Radio Shack is. With over 7,000 stores, there's probably one in your neighborhood where you'll find the helpful service you want, plus the latest electronics, accessories, wireless phones, and gift ideas. So even though we'd all like a little more convenience,
Yeah, I'm here to take your driver's license photo.
It's nice to know Radio Shack really offers it. Radio Shack, you've got questions, we've got answers.
Air America's Morning Sedition.
I'm Mark Maron. Join me and Mark Riley for Friday's Morning Sedition as we help you navigate through our new national nightmare. We'll preview the impending Scalia Supreme Court, the permanent tax cuts for the wealthy, the privatization of Social Security, and more dead American soldiers. What, too bleak? I told you, it's a nightmare. Plus, Mark Crispin Miller and the Morning Sedition Business Report, all on Friday's Morning Sedition.
On Air America Radio.
No, I've always, you know, a dictatorship would be a heck of a lot easier. There's no question about it.
Twenty-six before the hour. Doug sent this in to me. Apparently, I'm just so far out of the loop. Talking about the student protesters. This comes from the Harvard Crimson. Harvard students joined more than 100 other political protesters yesterday in Copley Square for the rally and vigil for democracy. A local rally began at 5 p.m. as part of a larger effort by the No Stolen Elections campaign, for which people from over 30 cities nationwide have promised to protest the election results in upcoming weeks. No Stolen Elections! Exclamation point campaign. You might want to Google that one. Mark Morford, writing at the San Francisco Chronicle, gave a pretty good description of Bush's mandate. He said, quote, "It simply boggles the mind. We've already had 4 years of some of the most appalling and abusive foreign and domestic policy in American history, some of the most well-documented atrocities ever wrought on the American populace, and it's all combined with the biggest and most violently botched and grossly mismanaged war since Vietnam, and much of the nation still insists in living in a giant vat of utter blind faith. Still insists on believing the man in the White House couldn't possibly be treating them like a dog treats a fire hydrant." Yeah. And here's the last one. All right, last one. Occasionally I like to read some of these emails on the air. This is from Kevin. He writes, "I can't help but feel like the next 4 years have already been flushed down the toilet. I have absolutely no energy. And depression abounds among my friends as well. Yet, ironically, even now, when it seems like things can't possibly get any darker and there's no hope left, our work is, once again, just beginning. It's going to take maximum effort," Kevin writes, "from all those who care enough to make a difference. The American Nazis have already seen this election as a sweeping mandate and one more step on the way to a one-party state. They must be stopped by any and all means necessary. Thank God for Air America Radio. Out there doing your part, informing the masses. I fervently hope more people start paying attention." Well, yeah, I hear you, Kevin. All right, here's some good news. From Dallas, Texas, one-time migrant farm worker Lupe Valdez made history this week when she became the first woman and the first Latina elected Dallas County Sheriff. Not to mention, she's the first Democrat to win the post since the mid-1970s. She is also openly gay. Isn't that isn't that Democrats, right? A woman, Latina, Democrat, lesbian, is now the sheriff of Dallas County, Texas. She's being described as the first ever Latina lesbian sheriff in Dallas County. Well, I would hope to shout. She said yesterday, a day after defeating her Republican challenger, quote, "I can imagine my mom crying for joy last night as this happened." Her mother passed away some time ago. Miss Lupe Valdez went from a girl picking beans in a field to leading a 1,900-employee law enforcement agency with a $90 million annual budget. Wow. Good for you, Lupe. That is so Democrat. Isn't that Democrat? Isn't that so Democrat, huh? Right? Female, Latina, Democrat, lesbian, sheriff. I love, you got to love that story. You got to love that story. John Ashcroft is bailing out, it looks like. He's got stomach trouble. Yeah? The Associated Press is saying he's likely to leave his post before the start of Bush's second term. He aides describe him as exhausted. Oh, poor baby. Really? He's exhausted from leading the Justice Department and fighting the domestic war on terrorism. He lost his gallbladder earlier this year, too. He had his heart removed, I don't know, about 20 years ago. Ashcroft is expected to resign before Bush's January 20th inauguration, said aides who spoke only on condition of anonymity. Well, yeah, he'll pray you into hell if he finds out who you are. Oh, Lord, I want him to go to hell. That's what they do. They'll pray you into hell. Lincoln Chafee, Republican senator from Rhode Island, says he's thinking about switching parties. He told the Providence Journal, I'm not ruling it out. I love this part. Chafee, known for moderate views that often run counter to the Bush administration, also said he cast a write-in vote for Bush's father, George Herbert Walker, in Tuesday's election. Chafee said it would have been impossible to vote for George W. given their opposite views on issues such as abortion, gay marriage, the deficit, tax cuts, the environment, the war on Iraq, and a partridge in a pear tree. Well, Mr. Senator Lincoln Chafee, what the hell are you doing? If you disagree, I mean, don't be to these filthy Republicans what Zell Miller was to the Democrats. Bail out. You have no business in that party, Senator. They're sick, psychopathic killers. All of them. Get out. Oh, by the way, Bulgaria's defense ministry says it will cut its small military presence in Iraq next month. The Bulgarians have 483 soldiers operating under a Polish-led multinational division. They're going to cut it back to 430. Now, that's funny until you get to the really bad part. Bulgaria has lost 7 of its soldiers. 7 out of 500. Hungary will withdraw its 300 troops from Iraq by March 31st. They say the foreign minister or the prime minister of Hungary says we are obliged to stay until the Iraqi elections. To stay longer is an impossibility. Recent polls show that about 60% of Hungarians want the government to get the hell out. Spain pulled out its 1,300 troops earlier this year. Well, what is it? What is this coalition that Bush and his spokespeople keep talking about? Psychopaths like Donald Rumsfeld. What is this coalition, huh? Eight Marines were killed last Saturday in a suicide car bomb attack west of Baghdad. 9 Marines were injured in the attack, 3 critically. Later that day, the military reported a 9th death. That brings to 1,120 Americans dead, 10,000 wounded since the United States started this war. Joyce Mullins has the column. She says there's no official word either about whether the vehicles in the convoy that was blown up was rammed, that was rammed by the bomb-bearing suicide car, was protected by armor. I would like to know, because this column is about the shameful fact that our military leaders have yet to provide our men and women in uniform with the most basic protections they need to fight and survive. There's a story in the October 25th issue of Time magazine about young soldiers, a young man and a young woman, phoning their parents, begging them to get in touch with Congress for help getting the supplies they needed. They use phrases like suicide mission to describe their daily lives. The worst part was the story was the comment that military officials planned, quote, an investigation to determine whether any of the soldiers violated the Uniform Code of Military Justice by asking their parents for help. They need bullets. They need armor. Can you believe this? And Bush, well, this is the part that just, I mean, it shreds my brain, okay? It turns my brain into spiraling pieces of gray matter when I see a story like that, and then I think about the military, how Bush constantly turns the United States military into nothing but a street whore that he brings out in front of the American public whenever it benefits him. He has no respect for the military. Never has, never will. None of these people do. None of these Republicans do. They crap all over the military. They don't care. And yet they stand out there. When they give their speeches talking about the military and the soldiers are begging for bullets. And that's just in the war zone. That's just in the war zone. When they get home, God. And yet the military historic, I mean, don't you hear story after story about how, oh, God, yeah, well, I'm in the military and I just love George Bush. He defends freedom. He's taken care of. I don't get it. I really don't. All right. Bob is calling from Queens. Bob, welcome to the program.
I have so much to say. I hope you bear with me.
Well, I can give you. Hey, yo. I can only get. Don't set me up like that. I can give you about two, three minutes, pal, and that's it.
Wait a minute.
You got to hold on.
Heartbreak.
You got to hold on. We'll come right back after this break. All right.
Okay.
This is Air America Radio. I'm Mike Malloy.
I thought God was on our side. Weren't we supposed to be the good guys that would never lose? 'Cause I don't see no tick or tape or 5 mile parade saying, thank you, son.
God, this makes me sad.
Who ain't seen what I've seen or did what I've done? Didn't I burn? Didn't I bleed enough for you?
You can burn a few calories with this brain teaser from Cortislim. What do Stamford, Connecticut, Burbank, California, and the Cortislim lifestyle have in common? Here to tell us is Dr. Greg.
Well, the connection is that those cities each have a population of over 100,000 people. So, hypothetically, you might say that the entire population of, say, Abilene, Texas, not only ordered Cortislim one time, but ordered Cortislim again. And that doesn't surprise us at all, because over 100,000 reorders tells you that the Cortislim lifestyle, and that's managing everyday stress to create positive change, including your weight, along with proper diet, exercise, and Cortislim, well, it's working.
So when you hear that the number of customers who've reordered Cortislim is roughly equal to the entire population of Green Bay, ask yourself, wouldn't you be more comfortable stepping off the scale and into the Cortislim lifestyle this holiday season? It's as easy as calling 1-800-921-BURN. That's 800-921-BURN. Once again, 800-921-BURN.
Okay, people, what do we have?
Doesn't look good. Patient is male, 28 years old, trying to get a loan for a new car.
They're checking his credit now.
What's the status?
Looks like he's got some credit problems.
Late payments?
Yes, doctor.
Too many credit cards?
Affirmative.
I've got 6 credit cards and rising. Make that 7.
I've seen this before. What's his credit score?
No response.
What?
He doesn't know, doctor.
What? He went for a loan without knowing his credit score?
We're losing the loan.
Why didn't he use Score Power from Equifax?
Clear.
How many people do we have to lose?
How's your financial health? Find out with Score Power from Equifax. You'll get your credit report, credit score, and you'll learn how your credit decisions can affect your score. All for just $14.95. It's the first step toward healthy credit. So check out Score Power at Equifax.com or call 1-877-4-EQUIFAX. That's EQUIFAX. Equifax.
Doctor, come quick. There's a woman trying to buy a house without her credit score.
It's an epidemic. Run away.
Get the power. Score Power at Equifax.com.
With over 18,000 car accidents every day, you need to be prepared.
Are you okay?
It could happen to you.
You okay? Yeah, I think so.
That's why quality car insurance is important. You want to be well protected, and you want a good price. people who switched to Allstate saved an average of $278 a year. That may surprise people who thought Allstate was expensive.
Call 1-866-ALLSTATE to see how much their knowledge and experience can help you save. You don't have to wait for your current policy to expire. Call 1-866-ALLSTATE and start saving now.
Quality car insurance should be affordable. That's Allstate's stand. Are you in good hands?
Savings based on information reported by 4,103 new customers who purchased from an Allstate Customer Information Center. Actual savings will vary. Insurance subject to availability and qualifications. Allstate Insurance Company, Allstate Indemnity Company, and Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
Your credit card bills and your mortgage payments are choking the life out of your paycheck. You're just a bill-paying machine. Cha-ching, cha-ching. Life isn't fun anymore. Of course, with rates as low as 1.25%, a refi is the answer to your problems, but the voice on the phone says no. Why? Well, your credit's a little beat up. You've been behind on your mortgage, had a bankruptcy. Well, Funding USA can put the fun back in your life. They're experts at fixing your kind of problem. They've been over this before, and they can find a way out for you. Call FundingUSA.com and cut your house payments. Pay off your debt. Get cold, hard cash in your hands in as little as 2 weeks. They don't care why you need the money. They only care that you need it. In as little as 2 weeks, you can breathe easier again. 2 weeks. FundingUSA.com can get you the money you need. Licensed by the DRE number 01265611. Call 888-305-FUND for a refi with no hassles, no upfront fees, and still as low as 1.25%. APR 4.379. Put the fun back in your life. Call FundingUSA.com today. 888-305-FUND. 888-305-FUND.
Don't you just hate it when someone in power, especially if his name is George W. Bush, takes advantage of his position to benefit himself and a small group of friends? Hi, I'm Stephanie Sandberg, president and publisher of the New Republic magazine, today's leading journal of politics and the arts. In this week's issue, our editors describe how last week, with no public ceremony at all, President Bush approved a grotesque and completely indefensible tax bill that will further enrich corporate America. If anybody needed a final reminder of the Bush administration's lack of concern for the national interest, our editors say, this was it. I invite you to read the New Republic magazine today.
Subscribe today and save $10 off our best subscription price. Also, download this week's issue immediately. Visit tnr.com/airamerica for details or call 1-800-827-1289 and mention Air America. Once again, visit tnr.com/airamerica or call 1-800-827-1289 and mention Air America and save $10 off our best subscription price.
The New Republic. Unconventional is good.
Nine minutes before the hour, our senior correspondent emails in, Ashcroft doesn't have stomach trouble. It's because he doesn't want to be the one to have to indict and prosecute Cheney. That's why he wants out. We're coming to you in just a second, Bob. Hold on. Kathy just played that bit of music going into the break. It's a soldier song. It really is. I just wanted to play this 1 minute of it again because it just... When I think about the caliber or the lack of any caliber of the thugs that are running this country, and I hear this song, it just makes me almost weep.
Pieces, Roman crowd for Jesus to the black and blue. I thought God was on our side. Weren't we supposed to be the good guys that would never lose? 'Cause I don't see no ticker tape or 5 mile parade saying thank you, son. Just folks that sit in judgment who ain't seen what I've seen or did what I've done.
Oh, God. Okay, back to Bob in Queens. Bob, thanks for holding on.
Yes, before my main point, I just wanted this quote coalition. I like Al Sharpton's line. He says, George Bush and Tony Blair had a meeting in a phone booth, and they called it a world summit.
Yeah, well, that's about the truth.
Let me just say that 15 out of 20 statistical categories of the economic situation is worse than it was 4 years ago. Iraq is a dangerous cesspool of terrorism. Mm-hmm. Afghanistan exports today 2/3 of the world's heroin.
Mm-hmm.
George Bush lost 3 debates. 90% of the world hates George Bush, and this guy got reelected. This is mind-boggling.
Well, it is until we stop and consider that once again the election was stolen. I believe that from the bottom of my heart. I don't give a damn how many Christian evangelicals there are in this country. There's not enough to elect this thug. He had to have had help from these computer systems and programs. He had to, Bob.
Well, hello.
Yes.
I believe, as far as Ohio is concerned, Ohio, out of all 50 states, was number one in job loss. The exit polls had Kerry ahead 2-1. I refuse to believe that Kerry lost Ohio.
Well, there you go. That's what I'm talking about. That's what we talked about last night.
I mean, these computers of Diebold, this guy, this Republican thug, supposedly told one of his compatriots 8 months ago, don't worry about Ohio.
Oh, yeah. I'm
going into a black
hole. Sure, absolutely.
No,
I'll tell you something. I have made up my mind. Until George W. Bush is impeached and removed from office, which I do believe will happen over the next 4 years, honestly.
What's going to happen with the Republican Congress?
Well, something may happen that is so egregious. Didn't Nixon have a Republican House?
It was tighter than it is now, though, I think.
Well, that's very true. But until he is impeached and removed from office, I've made my decision. This thug stole this election with the help of these Christian Reconstructionists who manufacture the machines and the programs. As far as I'm concerned, I will go with Bev Harris and Greg Palast. These people stole this election. He is not my president.
One more point, Mike. For the last 36 years, since 1968, the Republican Party has been on a campaign, and they've convinced 3/4 of the states in this country that the Democratic Party is the party of blacks, welfare queens, hippies, and homos. And
we're damn proud of it, too.
And these mindless robots in the red states would reelect Bush if there were 5,000 deaths in Iraq, if the stock market dipped to 5,000, and if gas was $5 a gallon.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're up against here.
Hear you.
And there's nothing, there has to be a different approach. And in the next 4 years, George Bush can't blame 9/11 anymore. He can't blame Bill Clinton anymore. All the ills that are going to happen in this country, he can't blame those two things anymore. It's all on his watch now.
Well, that's what logic would dictate. That's how you feel. That's how I feel. That's how people with a brain feels. But you just watch. The right wing, they are still whining and bitching and complaining about liberal media.
Yeah, the media.
They're still talking about liberal media.
And that was my next point. I agree with you on the media. Judy Woodruff, Wolf Blitzer. I've seen Republican flags get on and talk about. She says, well, what about the deficit? It was a surplus that he inherited, now it's there. And they said, well, what about 9/11? And how come these commentators, these journalists, don't come back and say that the CBO has said. That's 7% of
don't ask me a question like that, because I'm liable to use language I'm not supposed to use in this program. Hey, listen, Bob, I got to leave it there.
Okay.
Thank you, dude. I'm glad you called in. Thanks, man. Appreciate it. All right, quick break here. Do we have a Nation Minute here? Oh, good. Nation Minute coming up in news and that kind of stuff, and then back with the program. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
This is the Nation Minute on Air America Radio.
While John Kerry and John Edwards were going down to defeat Tuesday, another group of Democratic candidates was winning without any trouble. Kerry and Edwards both voted in favor of the resolution that authorized President Bush to take the country to war in Iraq. But every incumbent senator who opposed that resolution won re-election by a landslide. Because of their votes in 2002, Kerry and Edwards had a hard time attacking the Bush administration's rush to war, and it cost them politically. Democratic senators who did oppose that resolution swept to victories in California, Oregon, Washington, and other key states. In Wisconsin, Democrat Russ Feingold, who opposed the resolution, faced a millionaire Republican challenger who got strong support from the Bush White House. But while Kerry and Edwards struggled to win the state by 10,000 votes, Feingold, the only senator to oppose the Patriot Act, won by 150,000. Take a memo, Democrats. Opposing the war and defending the Constitution is smart politics. For more on the 2004 election, visit thenation.com. This is John Nichols for Air America Radio.
Losing weight is never easy, but now there's a brand new diet, the SlimFast Optima Diet. It provides a precise nutritional balance, so calories work harder. Mix and match more of your favorite foods with new, great-tasting Optima muffin bars and smoothies to help you stay satisfied. Losing weight takes willpower, but you can do it with the new SlimFast Optima Diet. Visit SlimFast.com for free personalized advice.
Air America Radio. We're listening.
I was in a certain part of the office, and one of the officers there, his son is serving over in Iraq. And I said, well, you know, he shouldn't be there. Aren't you upset? Aren't you worried? You know, he's there for the wrong reason. And he said, my son's over there serving, so you could be here saying this kind of crap. Shame on you. And today when I got in, my supervisor informed me that I am no longer allowed in that part of the building unless it's a police-related matter.
866-303-AAR0. Call and let it rip.
You're listening to 1190 WLIB New York, the home of Air America Radio.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. Thousands of votes lost. More than 4,500 votes have been lost in one North Carolina county because they misjudged voting machine capacity. Officials believed a computer that stored ballots electronically could hold more data than it did. Officials still investigating if they can retrieve any of those lost votes somehow. Local officials say the Unilect Corporation, the maker of the county's electronic voting system, told them that each storage unit could handle 10,500 votes, but the limit was actually 3,005 votes. Two statewide races in North Carolina are still undecided. For superintendent of public instruction and agriculture commissioner, the candidates only hundreds of votes apart, so this may determine those races. Nationwide, other problems reported in electronic voting, with roughly 40 million people casting digital ballots in this election. Two lesbian couples are challenging a new state constitutional amendment that bans same-sex marriage in Oklahoma. Oklahoma was one of the 11 states that approved constitutional bans on gay marriage on Election Day. The lawsuit says the state ban violates the plaintiff's equal protection and due process rights by not allowing them to marry and by not recognizing civil unions performed elsewhere. The lawsuit also challenges the Federal Defense of Marriage Act, which permits states to ignore gay weddings performed in other states. One of the couples that sued was joined in a civil union in Vermont back in 2001. A spokesman for John Edwards says the family of the Democratic vice presidential nominee optimistic that his wife can beat breast cancer. Elizabeth Edwards diagnosed yesterday, the same day her husband and Kerry conceded they'd lost their bid for the White House. Elizabeth Edwards is 55. A spokesman says she discovered a lump in her right breast while on a campaign trip last week. She saw a specialist the day after the election, after being told the lump might be cancerous. Edwards' cancer, the most common type of the disease. The spokesman says more tests are now being done to determine how far the cancer spread and how to treat it. George W. Bush insists it's not a waste of time to try to promote freedom in places like Iraq and other parts of the Middle East. At his first news conference since winning re-election, Bush pledged to pursue the foreign policy that sparked criticism from some American allies in Europe. Bush says the U.S. will work with the Iraqi government to achieve its objective, which is elections in January. He says Iraq is on the path to stability. Making note of the potential major U.S. strike coming up in Fallujah, Bush says those who oppose a free and democratic Iraq must be stopped. Bush says he has not heard a request for more U.S. troops in Iraq. Didn't specifically answer a question on the cost of the war. Congressional aides have said Bush will be asking for another $75 billion to pay for the war in Iraq. This is Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley.
You would never buy a new car without taking it out for a test drive, right? So if you're looking to hire an accounting or financial professional, why would you make a full-time offer without seeing how they work first? Accountemps is for companies who want to see how an employee works before making that full-time offer. Let us introduce you to the best financial and accounting candidates around. Your temporary professional may just turn out to be the best full-time employee you've ever had. Accountemps, the leader in specialized financial staffing. Visit accountemps.com or call today and get on the road to success.
Wouldn't it be great if some things were more convenient, like income tax preparation?
Please come up to the second window for your refund.
Unfortunately, not everything can be convenient, but Radio Shack is. With over 7,000 stores, there's probably one in your neighborhood where you'll find the helpful service you want, plus the latest electronics, accessories, wireless phones, and gift ideas. So even though we'd all like a little more convenience...
Yeah, I'm here to take your driver's license photo.
It's nice to know Radio Shack really offers it. Radio Shack, you've got questions, we've got answers.
Are you losing your hair? Is that bald spot getting bigger? Is your hair looking thinner? Why aren't you using Avacor, the hair growth treatment that has helped thousands of people just like you regrow their hair?
I am 39 years old. I've been slowly balding over the last 10 years. Thanks to Avacor, my hair is coming back and I couldn't be more excited.
The best product that I've tried.
Avacor is the product of the 21st century.
If you're losing your hair and haven't tried Avacor yet, how about a free month supply? We're giving away a free month of Avacor with all of today's orders. Avacor is proven to successfully stop hair loss and regrow hair.
Call 800-662-8168 for your risk-free trial of Avacor. Call now, 800-662-8168. That's 800-662-8168. And remember, all of today's orders will receive an additional month's supply of Avacor absolutely free. Call 800-662-8168.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now, 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
Hi, this is Steve Earle. What kind of radio network would give an ex-con Pinko Hillbilly a radio show? Air America, that's who. Each week, me and my friends get together to play our favorite music and maybe even talk about politics. This week on The Revolution Starts Now, my guest is Patti Smith. Join us every Sunday evening for The Revolution Starts Now on Air America Radio.
Revolution starts now.
It's about 6:30 past the hour. Welcome back. Malloy here on Air America Radio. By the way, if you haven't listened to Steve Earle's program, The Revolution Starts Now on Sunday evening, you don't know what you're missing. Yeah, I swear to you, you don't know what you're missing. Tune it in this week. What did you say? Patti Smith is going to be his guest? Yow. Don't miss it. I don't care where you are. I don't care what you're doing. Tune in. The Revolution Starts Now. He's only on one night a week, and I'll tell you, it is just one hell of a program. Back to Bunny Pants at his first press conference since his mandate. Got a couple more of these I want you to hear, then back to your phone calls. On issues of foreign policy, you can't lead to a better tomorrow unless you see visions of better worlds and countries or something like that. You know how he talks. The crack White House press dude said, Mr. President, on foreign policy, more broadly, do you believe that America has an image problem in the world right now? Do you believe that America has an image problem in the world right now?
That's what this guy asked. Because of your efforts in response to the 9/11 attacks, and as you talked down the stretch about building alliances, talk about what you'll do to build on those alliances and to deal with those image problems, particularly in the Islamic world, sir.
I believe we have a solemn duty, whether or not people agree with it or not, to protect the American people. And the Taliban and their harboring of al-Qaeda represented a direct threat to the American people. And, of course, then the Iraq issue is one that people disagreed with. You cannot lead this world and our country to a better tomorrow unless you see a better tomorrow, if you have a vision of a better tomorrow. And I've got one based upon a great faith that people do want to be free and live in democracy.
Oh, God, it is so hard to laugh at this moron when you know that thousands of people are dying, even as we speak, in Iraq, who never did anything to us except be there. They didn't do anything to us the last time we utterly and thoroughly destroyed them. They did something to their little neighbors to the south, Kuwait, that great democracy, Kuwait, that used to be part of Iraq, run by the al-Sabah family that makes the Marcos family in the Philippines look like pikers. Oh, but never mind. On faith and government. Bush was asked the following by one of the crack White House press geeks. Here's the question.
Mr. President, I'm nervous. Your victory at the polls came about in part because of strong support from people of faith, in particular Christian evangelicals and Pentecostals and snake handlers and people like, well, I added the snake handlers, and people like that. And Senator Kerry drew some of his strongest support from those who do not attend religious services unless they are conducted with inverted crosses. And
I added that.
What do you say to those who are concerned about the role of a faith they do not share in public life and in your policies, if I'm making any sense, sir?
My answer to people is I will be your president regardless of your faith. I don't expect you to agree with me necessarily on religion. As a matter of fact, no president should ever try to impose religion on our society.
Oh, God.
The great tradition of America is one where people can worship the way they want to worship.
Then where was your outrage, Bunny Pants, when your party distributed flyers saying Kerry wanted to ban the Bible? Oh, never mind. I'm acting like this is a rational human being standing up there. Never mind. What did he say? I will be your president regardless of your faith. You're not going to be mine. Not today, not next month, not ever. But I will be there to cheer when you are impeached and removed from office, Mr. Bush. He says, I don't expect you to agree with me necessarily on religion. What he didn't add was, you don't have to agree with me, but you see those great big guys with the eyes set too close together and the big brows standing back there in the corner? You better, by God, agree with them on religion. You notice the one has a leather whip? His name, well, we call him Torquemada. Now, on his ability to work with Democrats. Yes, oh, that's going to happen in a bipartisan nature for the good of all Americans. Oh, yeah. Reporter says,
sir, given your commitment to reaching out across party lines into all Americans, I wonder if you could expand on your definition of bipartisanship and whether it means simply picking off a few Democrats on a case-by-case basis to pass the bills you want to pass. Is this more than one question? Or whether you would commit to working regularly with the Democratic leadership on solutions that can win broad support across party lines? Please forgive me, sir. I didn't mean to go on and on like that.
Do you remember the No Child Left Behind Act?
Yeah.
That's the model I'd look at if I were you.
Oh, okay.
It is I laid out an agenda for reforming our public schools.
Yes, wonderful.
I worked with both Republicans and Democrats to get that bill passed.
Then I didn't fund it. Then I made sure that no school district in America, except a couple in Central Texas, like it. So Bush is telling the crack White House press corps to expect more crap like that? That's his model for meeting Democrats halfway?
Ted Kennedy, who supported the No Child Left Behind Act, is on the record now saying, man, did Bush put me in the box. Fool me once, shame on, won't get fooled again.
By the way, truth seekers, did you know that the Iraqis invited us to bomb and kill them, all 100,000 of them? You didn't know that? Well, listen up. Reporter says, Mr. President, American forces are gearing up for what appears to be a major offensive of Fallujah over the next several days. I'm wondering if you could tell us what the objective is, what the stakes are there for the United States, for the Iraqi people, and the Iraqi elections coming up in January.
In order for Iraq to be a free country, those who are trying to stop the elections and stop a free society from emerging must be defeated. And so Prime Minister Alawi and his government, which fully understands that, are working with our generals on the ground to do just that. We will work closely with the government. It's their government. It's their country. We're there at their invitation.
Oh, really? You're there at their invitation? Well, wait a second. I'm sorry. Oh, God. I thought that you overthrew a government and slaughtered a bunch of people and then put in a puppet government. What are you saying, George? Are you this stupid? Or do you think we are? Or both? This stuff is laughable, except for one thing. People are dying, and more people are going to die. And American soldiers are going to die. Let me digress. I make no secret of the fact that I check out Democratic Underground frequently. I get a lot of source material there, and it's a real great community of Democrats. DemocraticUnderground.com. And I was reading in there tonight on one of the threads that follows this program, and there's a woman named Tanya who says, I found out my son was sent to Fallujah just in time for the festivities. And she's worried. She's worried. That's why it's not a good thing to make fun of this. It's hateful. It's awful. Young Americans being sent there. Iraqis being blown to pieces. Why? Can anybody, I don't care if you're left, right, Jew, Gentile, gay, straight, man, woman, why are we in Iraq at this point? Why? And still killing, and bombing, and blowing up, and having our Marines and our soldiers killed and wounded. Why? Can somebody please tell anybody? I don't care. I don't care who you are. Email, phone in if you can't get in. Email. I don't, you know, anybody. According to Bush, we were invited to the killing field. We were invited to come over and kill 100,000 of them and sacrifice 1,200 of ours. That's what he says. That's what he said today. Why are we there? Saddam is gone. There are no weapons. The country is a disaster zone. Doctors Without Borders, the Red Cross, CARE, everybody has pulled out. They're gone. Why are we there? Why? Anybody got an answer?
Today, his friends marched with him all the way. The flutes and drums beat out the time, as in his box of polished pine, like dead meat on a butcher's tray. My youngest son came home today, and this time he's home to stay.
The great American media machine has broken down. Afraid of being tagged as liberal media, news outlets have dumped independent judgment and started regurgitating spin. Mainstream media is starting to admit they were bamboozled by the Bushies on Iraq, but that's just the start. While every serious scientist knows global warming is real, the press serves up partisan spin instead of reporting the facts. Some people say the climate is changing. Others say those folks are chicken littles. End of story. It's the same with recent voter suppression scandals. Republicans smothered Democratic votes nationwide by harassing citizens at the polls, trying to remove Dems from voter rolls, and trashing Democratic registration cards. But the media spends half their stories repeating false GOP claims of illegitimate Democratic voters. Repeating both parties' spin isn't a substitute for fact-checking or telling the truth. Mainstream media must stop acting as a megaphone for partisan noise machines, and the public should refuse to keep flying blind. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
Planet Check goes to India. His Holiness Swamiji, president of Parmath Nikatan Ashram in Rishikesh, sees the light.
Sun comes every morning, everywhere. Sun never takes, I'm going on vacation. Done, tired of you people. Sun never complains, never grumbling, no vacation.
Swamiji implements solar panels.
10 years ago, I was thinking, why wastage of this energy? Sun, God has given to us, and sun is life. Everything starts with sun, coming every day to us, giving a message. Come on, use me. Look at me. I am there. Take more and more benefits.
He talked to a few scientists about solar energy.
And they came here and this planned for me and it happened. In the last 10 years, this hot water and the light and other things and so many things are happening now.
That's Planet Check.
Planet Check is possible thanks to Cliff Bar, the energy bar made with organic ingredients by a company committed to sustaining you and the planet. More at cliffbar.com.
You can burn a few calories with this brain teaser from Cortislim. What do Stamford, Connecticut, Burbank, California, and the Cortislim lifestyle have in common? Here to tell us is Dr. Greg.
Well, the connection is that those cities each have a population of over 100,000 people. So, hypothetically, you might say that the entire population of, say, Abilene, Texas, not only ordered Cortislim one time, but ordered Cortislim again. And that doesn't surprise us at all, because over 100,000 reorders tells you that the Cortislim lifestyle, and that's managing everyday stress to create positive change, including your weight, along with proper diet, exercise, and Cortislim, well, it's working.
So when you hear that the number of customers who've reordered Cortislim is roughly equal to the entire population of Green Bay, ask yourself, wouldn't you be more comfortable stepping off the scale and into the Cortislim lifestyle this holiday season? It's as easy as calling 1-800-921-BURN. That's 800-921-BURN. Once again, 800-921-BURN.
Are your nights a blur of must-see TV, internet chat, or Chinese takeout? Are you looking for a safe, enjoyable way to meet interesting new people with similar interests? If you are a gay man, you should know about 8 Guys Out, a dining club created for upscale gay men who are ready to meet new friends and partners in a relaxed setting. 8 Guys Out arranges dinner parties for 8 at some of the finest restaurants in New York City. The intimate dining experience promotes meaningful conversation in a safe, relaxed environment. 8 Guys Out offers a stress-free way to socialize with men sharing common interests. It's perfect for anyone who wants to expand a social network, is suddenly single, or is new to the metro area. Take your place at the table. Call 8 Guys Out now at 212-737-8988. Again, to enjoy evenings of great food and conversation, call 212-737-8988 or visit the website 8guysout.com. That's the number 8guysout.com. Hurry. They'll save a seat.
My credit card bills are getting out of hand. 12%, 18%, even 24%? I can't get ahead. There's no money left over after paying bills.
You need help now.
But what can I do?
If you're a homeowner, you need to call Omega Mortgage Acceptance Corporation. In fact, at Omega Mortgage, they've actually lowered rates, reduced payments, and delivered the cash needed to thousands of homeowners.
I can even have money left over for the holidays?
That's right. And at Omega Mortgage, they make home loans easy and can approve you in less than 20 minutes. You won't be buried in heaps of paperwork or mountains of documentation. You don't even need tax returns. Great if you're self-employed.
But I've had mortgage late. Can they really help me?
No problem. Credit card lates, mortgage lates, even bankruptcy. Omega Mortgage specializes in home loans for homeowners just like you. Call right now to lower your payments and get cash in your hands in time for the holidays. 888-32-APPLY. 888-32-APPLY. Get approved in less than 20 minutes. Call 888-32-APPLY. That's 888-322-7759. Licensed by Cal DRE number 01411312. Call 888-32-APPLY.
No doubt his hatred is mainly directed at us. After all, this is the guy that tried to kill my dad.
22 past the hour. What do we got here? One more. Okay, this is from Bunny Pants' first press conference since his mandate. That's what they're all calling it, a mandate. Can you believe that? An absolute... Hey, I got 3.5 more million votes than the other guy. Media Matters for America, the website put up by David Brock. He mentions the fact that the conservative media, that's everybody except this network pretty much, rushed to declare that the election was a decisive mandate for Bush's agenda. And the thing that's irritating, mainstream media outlets are following the lead of these right-wing thug tanks, right? They're all calling. I don't care who you watch, MSNBC, CNN, ABC, CBS. Nobody's saying, no, it wasn't a mandate. How in the hell? Out of 115 million votes cast and too stupid to have find his butt with both hands, wins, quote, by 3.5 million votes, and that's a mandate? Well, here's some stats for you from Media Matters. With the exception of the 2000 election, Bush's popular vote margin of 3.6 million votes was the smallest since 1976 when then-Georgia Governor Jimmy Carter defeated Gerald Ford. Here's another stat. Though Bush won more votes, 59.2 million, than any presidential candidate in U.S. history, Kerry's vote total, 55.7 million, was still greater than any U.S. presidential candidate in history prior to 2004, which means more Americans cast their vote against Bush than against any other presidential candidate in U.S. history. And besides, 8 to 10 million of the votes cast for Bush are fake. They're fake. A Gallup poll conducted just after the election found that 63% of voters would prefer to see Bush pursue policies that, quote, both parties support, end quote. 30% want Bush to advance the Republican Party's agenda. Mandate. This is the part that just kills me. You know, I don't know what the mainstream pundits expected. Humility from this guy. Humility after he stole the last election in 2000 with the help of James Baker and the rest of these Saudi linked thugs and the Carlyle Group merchants of death and the Supreme Court neo-Nazis. And Bush walks away with a stolen election. You would think that the guy would have been, well, maybe you wouldn't think, be a little bit humble. But the fact that he stole it, that indicates humility? Anybody who thought he was going to, since he, quote, won in 2000 by such a small margin, that he was going to be humble, misses the point completely. When you steal something the way it was stolen in 2000, you're going to be humble? And this year, now that the theft has been honed and fined and sharpened and turned into an art form with the help of the Christian Reconstructionist movement and these four software and hardware companies who have totally destroyed representative government and voting in this country now, like a cancer, it is eating its way through this society. And the only way we can turn it around is to get rid of those voting machines. We have to do it, Truth Seeker. But they've got it down now to an art form. So this time when they stole it, oh, no need to call on the Wicked Witch of the West, who was the Florida Secretary of State, Catherine Harris, and the co-chair of the Bush election campaign in Florida. Oh, they had their Wicked Witch of the North this time. The Secretary of State in Ohio, who is also a co-chair of the Bush campaign. What is up with that? What? Are we all so stupid? Yes, of course we are. What? You mean the Secretary of State is the co-chairman of the Bush re-election campaign? Well, golly, let me think about that for a second. Yeah, that doesn't seem quite right, does it? But we go along with it. we say, oh, well, you know, it's a free country. The guy has a right to free association. First Amendment says that Mr. Blackwell, the Secretary of State of the great state of Ohio, can free associate with anything, anybody, any anything he wants to do. So you would think, wouldn't you? No, you wouldn't. Neither would I. Humility with the Bush crime family? These people have never been humble. Back when Prescott Bush, George's grandfather, was financing Adolf Hitler, was that humility? When they were providing the Zyklon B, a death gas, the funds to buy this stuff, to manufacture this stuff, was that humility? Huh? How many people went to the death chambers in the death camps in Poland? How many? How many Jews? How many Polish partisans? How many Christians? How many Catholics? How many gypsies? How many gays? Huh? 8 million? 10 million? 12 million? Oh, never mind.
For any reason we can't devise. You wouldn't know intellectual Pascal by the seat of his pants. Don't like the Northeast, he hates the coast, and he hasn't got a friend in France. Jesus votes Republican, and he saved us from Al Gore. And evil lays and trickles down, and shipping jobs offshore. He wishes all their money.
Hi. Do you care about the environment and America's energy future? Now there's a new way you can take action. You can fight global warming and promote energy independence with Native Energy's Wind Builders program. You can offset the impact of your energy use, your home, your business, even your car, wherever you live, work, or learn. Sign up for Wind Builders and help build new wind farms that'll reduce global warming pollution. Join thousands of individuals and leading brands like Ben & Jerry's, Clif Bar, and Aveda, and favorite bands like REM and Dave Matthews Band, who are already fighting global warming with Native Energy. Join them and help build a new Native American wind farm for just pennies a day. Click the Native Energy button on AirAmericaRadio.com or call 800-924-6826. That's 800-924-6826, or click the Native Energy button on AirAmericaRadio.com. Help build a new Native American wind farm and fight global warming with Native Energy.
So, I keep hearing it's all about the O. Well, I wanted to find out for myself, so I went to Overstock.com. And I found this big-screen TV for 60% below retail. I got the perfect set of golf clubs, a tent. I even found diamond earrings for the wife. Every item was 50% or more below retail, and my order was shipped to my door for $2.95. Man, I can buy DVDs, books, CDs, most priced below Amazon. Who knew shopping could be so easy? Discover how it is all about the O. Overstock.com.
Do you have an idea or invention you would like to market? Perhaps a way of improving an existing product? Call Advent Product Development at 1-800-9-INVENT. For years, Advent has helped inventors and creative thinkers bring their idea or product to market. They are the clearinghouse for companies looking for inventions and ideas. Their coast-to-coast computer network can put you together with the right companies. They may even get your product on TV. No invention is too large or too small. Right now, hundreds of manufacturers are seeking new products. Call 1-800-9-INVENT and Advent Product Development will rush you a free inventor's kit. There's no obligation. No inventor can afford to be without this valuable kit. Get all the facts on how to safeguard, develop, and market your idea or invention. Call now 1-800-9-INVENT and use the professional guidance of Advent Product Development. Call for your free kit. 1-800-9-INVENT. That's 1-800-9-INVENT.
Are you losing your hair? Is that bald spot getting bigger? Is your hair looking thinner? Why aren't you using Avacor, the hair growth treatment that has helped thousands of people just like you regrow their hair?
I am 39 years old. I've been slowly balding over the last 10 years. Thanks to Avacor, my hair is coming back and I couldn't be more excited.
The best product that I've tried.
Avacor is the product of the 21st century.
If you're losing your hair and haven't tried Avacor yet, how about a free month supply? We're giving away a free month of Avacor with all of today's orders. Avacor is proven to successfully stop hair loss and regrow hair.
Call 800-662-8168 for your risk-free trial of Avacor. Call now, 800-662-8168. That's 800-662-8168. And remember, all of today's orders will receive an additional month's supply of Avacor absolutely free. Call 800-662-8168.
Wouldn't it be great if some things were more convenient, like income tax preparation?
Please come up to the second window for your refund.
Unfortunately, not everything can be convenient, but Radio Shack is. With over 7,000 stores, there's probably one in your neighborhood where you'll find the helpful service you want, plus the latest electronics, accessories, wireless phones, and gift ideas. So even though we'd all like a little more convenience...
Yeah, I'm here to take your driver's license photo.
It's nice to know Radio Shack really offers it. Radio Shack, you've got questions, we've got answers.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
The Maturity Report.
Why is it that you insist on doing our show every night with marbles in your mouth? Why do you like that challenge?
People call it style. It's an audio media. People think you've got to speak well.
Every day, you've heard of bobbing for apples, you know, on Halloween. What Sam does, it's odd. He bobs for marbles in a vat of applesauce every night before the show while I'm doing my stretches and neck rolls. And then we redo the studio with the feng shui.
The Maturity Report on Air America Radio.
The course of this conflict is not known, yet its outcome is certain. God is not neutral.
Yeah, you're right, George. God loves to see a lot of murder and mayhem, always has, always will, going back 5,000-6,000 years. This particular God that the Christians, Jews, and Muslims believe in is a real fun guy, isn't he? You show it to him, he'll kill it. He'll kill it as many times as he can, your God there, George. Huh? Yeah, God is not neutral. Remember, when the pile of bodies is high enough, given the long, filthy, bloody history of the human species, when the pile is high enough, according to Christian mythology, Jesus will step out of the clouds onto the uppermost body, the one that's way up there, broken and battered and bloody and dead, and then Jesus will step out on that body and work his way down the mountain of bodies, and he'll arrive in Jerusalem. He'll look around. Now, is this before or after the rapture? I'm not sure. I guess this is this after? I don't know. Anyway, he'll look around and he'll say, "Bring me the Jews!" You know, just because he's pissed off. Jesus is going to be very pissed off. He was a Jew. And he didn't like, I guess, what happened. So then he'll say, "All right, this time you got one chance. And then Jerry Falwell and his minions are going to lop your heads off. Are you ready, Jews? Okay, on three, convert. One, two. Wait a minute, bring the Muslims in here, too. On three, convert. Ready? One, two, three. Three. I said, all right, go, Jerry, lop their heads off. Get their arms first. Here's Ernest Angley. He'll help you out, too.
Say, baby. Say, baby. Say, baby. That's good.
Have I mentioned yet tonight how much I think I already have. God is not neutral. That's right, George. God is not neutral. God is, he's a white guy. We know that. He speaks English because he tells you who to invade. So he's a white guy who speaks English. Let me see what else. But blue eyes. He's got blue eyes. He's Caucasian. I already said that. He's got lots of long, flowing white hair. He writes stuff on stone with his finger, apparently. Well, and he has his son Jesus, and apparently they are both murder freaks. I mean, they love death. They just lust after it. That's according, at least that's what Falwell and Robertson and Dobson and the rest of these Christ killers here on earth say. They love the book of Revelation more than any other book in the Bible. Well, second only to Genesis, maybe. But, I think Genesis is second to Revelation. You know, the Alpha and the Omega, the first and last, something like that. It's very poetic. It all ties in. But Revelation, man, woo-hoo-hoo-hoo! Gog and Magog! And the nine-headed bitch is going to come out of the ocean, or something like that, right? Oh, it's the Whore of Babylon? Oh, excuse me, I'm sorry. I thought it was a nine-headed bitch coming out of the Mediterranean. I have no idea. Riding the beast! That'll be John Kerry, apparently. And the seals will be broken. The first, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, and seventh. And when the seventh seal is broken, watch out! That's when the head starts spinning. And did you know 70% of the American public, in the last poll I read, accept that rather than evolution? Yeah, you got a mandate. And finally tonight, can you guess the word of the day here out of the Bush's mouth? The reporter says the following.
Mr. President, did you feel more free to do any one thing in a second term than perhaps you were politically constrained from doing in a first?
When you win, there is a feeling that the people have spoken and embraced your point of view, and that's what I intend to tell the Congress, that I made it clear what I intend to do as the president. Now let's work together, and the people made it clear what they wanted. Now let's work together, and it's one of the wonderful, it's like earning capital. You asked, do I feel free? Let me put it to you this way. I earned capital in the campaign, political capital, and now I intend to spend it. It is my style. That's what happened in after the 2000 election. I earned some capital. I've earned capital in this election, and I'm going to spend it.
This guy is so sick. This is a sick, sick man. Now, I mentioned earlier tonight, he'll be impeached before this 4 years is over. And somebody said, well, no, because he's got a Republican Congress. No. He will be removed from office. Okay, not impeached. What is the amendment? The one that when they were ready to remove Eisenhower, you know, because he had a heart attack. This guy will become incapable of leading. The voices are going to start in his head again. God is going to start talking to him again. I want you to invade Portland, Oregon.
Why do you want me to invade Portland, Oregon?
Because there are demons there, George. There are Muslim demons disguised to look like white people.
So what do I do?
Get me Rumsfeld. It's time to... Now, when you're finished with Portland, I want you to keep going north. Seattle.
Seattle?
Yes. And then Vancouver.
Ow.
And I want you to keep going. This is what it's going to be like, isn't it? Huh? This is what happens with a madman. How many voices did Hitler hear? How many voices did Stalin? Probably tens of millions, given the amount of death that those two mass murderers brought to planet Earth. How about George W. Bush? What's his score so far? Well, we know he's murdered 1,200 Americans. We know he is directly responsible for the death of 100,000 Iraqis. Not enough.
When you win, there's a feeling that the people have spoken and embraced your point of view. I earned capital in the campaign. I intend to spend it. That's what happened after the 2000 election. I earned some capital. This is a guy who lost the 2000 election. I earned his capital. I got capital. I got some capital. I'm going to spend it. Let's see. Who can I kill? What country can I...
Stop, Mike. Come on. You're going to become as mad as he is. The madness of King George, there it is. This guy is really out there, isn't he? He's got a mandate. There's no stopping him now. Who's going to stop him? Huh? Who? Where are the checks and balances written into the United States Constitution? Gone. There is none. Not one. Okay. But enough from me. Paul is calling from Augusta, Georgia. Paul, welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks, Mike. Great to talk to you.
My pleasure, sir.
I remember from the IE America days.
Oh, yeah, back in the bad old days, huh?
Well, I was just calling to talk about how the mainstream media just rolls over for this this so-called president. I've looked on Slate.com all day during Election Day, and all the exit polls showed Kerry winning all the battleground states.
Sure.
And now, lo and behold, the mainstream media says, well, the exit polls were wrong.
Of course. Yeah,
but
absolutely. Yeah.
Now they are citing exit polls saying that moral values was the number one issue.
Yeah, moral values. That means don't let the queers marry, but go slaughter 100,000 Iraqis. I love those morals. Excuse me, I'm sorry. That was just the demon channeling through me. Never mind. Go ahead. I'm sorry, sir.
Well, and correct me if I'm wrong, but on all the pre-election polls about what was the most important issues to the voters, I don't remember moral values being even registered, at least definitely not near the top. I believe it was Iraq, the economy, terrorism.
Well, they don't talk about that, at least not in language that you and I can understand. They don't talk. Do you go to church?
No.
Be honest.
No.
Okay, neither do I, because I think they are houses of ill repute in this country. But in the churches, that's what they've been telling people. Now, when you leave here today, be sure to put the snakes back in the bag and remember this. Vote for George Bush. Now, don't say anything, because if they find out I told you to vote for George Bush, they'll come and take my tax-exempt status away from me, and I'll lose my TV studio. So you and I, since we don't go into these houses of ill repute, if we want to talk with God or converse on a spiritual level, we just get on our knees or not and do it. We don't need to go to a mega church. We don't need to join a support group. We don't need to play ping pong in the church basement or sing in the church choir or provide money for the pastor. If we want to talk with God, we talk with God, for those of us who are insane enough to believe that kind of junk. But that's not you and me. You understand what I'm saying? The people who do go to church, Paul, will do exactly what they're told to do, because if they don't, they will burn in hell forever. Do you understand?
I understand.
Okay. We got a break. Thanks, Paul. Appreciate your call. You have a nice evening. Forever. Do you know how long forever is? Burning in hell? While snakes, scorpions, and spiders feast on your body? Do you know how long that is? Forever! Unless you go vote for George Bush. Now, that's a very simple choice, isn't it? Huh? Praise God.
The only reason you would vote that way, yeah, is the DNA. Being stupid can't explain it away.
Because I believe you're not that dumb.
And I know you're not, I'm not that dumb.
It's the DNA. Hey, hey, hey.
I tell you again, I've been the last man's lips. His plan for the future is to upright the lips.
It's a fine fall with no solution. It's just idiotic. He's a war.
Federal college loan rates are currently lower than they have ever been, which means by refinancing now, you could cut your monthly student loan payment by up to 50%. By calling 1-800-2-COLLEGE, you'll quickly be connected to College Loan Corporation. We will answer your questions, help you lower your payments, and secure a rate as low as 2.63%. It's easy, it's free, and so far, over 300,000 people have called. 1-800-2-COLLEGE. It's the smartest call you can make.
Smart Balance brings great news for health, Omega Plus Spread. I'm Bob Harris for Smart Balance, and our new Omega Plus Spread contains natural plant sterols and omega-3 from the sea. Smart Balance Omega Plus helps promote healthy cholesterol and triglycerides in the blood. No other spread gives you a better ratio of omega-6 to omega-3 with no hydrogenated oil and no trans fatty acids. Delicious Omega Plus from Smart Balance.
Good game, Mike.
Thanks. Hey, by the way, how was the doctor the other day?
Good, but my cholesterol's 200. It's a little high.
Yeah, I'm around 760.
760? You're kidding me.
Pretty impressive, huh?
No, not impressive. Not impressive at all. What are you on, some sort of butter diet?
Yeah, you know, I figured at 760, getting a loan on the new car should be no problem.
Loan? What are you talking about, man? You're not going to live long enough to pay back a loan.
There's physical health, and then there's financial health. With ScorePower from Equifax, you'll get your credit report, credit score, and you'll learn how your credit decisions can affect your score, all for just $14.95. It's the first step toward healthy credit, and a score of 760 is pretty healthy. So check out ScorePower at Equifax.com or call 1-877-4-EQUIFAX. That's EQUIFAX. Equifax.
Yeah, I figure I can get up to around 790 by the end of the year, you know, if I'm lucky.
Look, a little advice.
Yeah?
Eat a vegetable, a smoothie, something, man.
Get the power. Score power at Equifax.com.
Did you know there's an affordable way to renovate your kitchen without major construction? With cabinet refacing from Sears, you can transform your kitchen without the cost, time, or mess of totally remodeling. See for yourself. Call 1-800-448-6600 for a free design consultation. Call right now and save 15% on select styles. With Sears cabinet refacing, your kitchen can look brand new again in about 4 to 6 days. You'll choose from hundreds of decorator styles. Products and services are provided by Bill Ray, a Sears authorized contractor. License number available on request. So don't replace your cabinets, just reface them. Call Sears at 1-800-448-6600 and save 15% on select styles. Offer ends November 30th. Not available in all areas. Ask consultant for offer details and written warranty. Call now for cabinet refacing from Sears. 1-800-448-6600. That's 1-800-448-6600.
Your credit card bills and your mortgage payments are choking the life out of your paycheck. You're just a bill-paying machine. Cha-ching, cha-ching. Life isn't fun anymore. Of course, with rates as low as 1.25%, a refi is the answer to your problems, but the voice on the phone says no. Why? Well, your credit's a little beat up. You've been behind on your mortgage, had a bankruptcy. Well, Funding USA can put the fun back in your life. They're experts at fixing your kind of problem. They've been over this before, and they can find the way out for you. Call FundingUSA.com and cut your house payments. Pay off your debt. Get cold, hard cash in your hands in as little as 2 weeks. They don't care why you need the money. They only care that you need it. In as little as 2 weeks, you can breathe easier again. 2 weeks. FundingUSA.com can get you the money you need. Licensed by the DRE number 01265611. Call 888-305-FUND for a refi with no hassles, no upfront fees, and still as low as 1.25%. APR 4.379. Put the fun back in your life. Call FundingUSA.com today. 888-305-FUND. 888-305-FUND.
Don't you just hate it when someone in power, especially if his name is George W. Bush, takes advantage of his position to benefit himself and a small group of friends? Hi, I'm Stephanie Sandberg, president and publisher of the New Republic magazine, today's leading journal of politics and the arts. In this week's issue, our editors describe how last week, with no public ceremony at all, President Bush approved a grotesque and completely indefensible tax bill that will further enrich corporate America. If anybody needed a final reminder of the Bush administration's lack of concern for the national interest, our editors say, this was it. I invite you to read the New Republic magazine today.
Subscribe today and save $10 off our best subscription price. Also, download this week's issue immediately. Visit tnr.com/airamerica for details or call 1-800-827-1289 and mention Air America. Once again, visit tnr.com/airamerica or call 1-800-827-1289 and mention Air America and save $10 off our best subscription price.
The New Republic. Unconventional is good.
Nine minutes before the hour. Gene is calling from New York City. New York City. Gene, welcome to the program.
Hey, how you doing, Mike?
Doing fine, sir. How are you?
Well, there I was up on the internets earlier listening to you while I was looking at this story that apparently Yasser Arafat is brain dead, according to one French newspaper, and thinking, my God, this is the first time he's had anything in common with George W. Bush. When you were talking about both the words mandate and arrogance, and it occurred to me that this afternoon American Politics Journal actually put up a column titled Mandate of Arrogance. Mm-hmm. And now I saw the news conference and I read this, and they've actually targeted some of the code wording, these code phrases that our friend Mr. Bunny Pants, as you like to call him, uses. And one toward the beginning of the article really hit me when he said it. I will reach out to everyone who shares our goals.
No yeah, matter. How about that? That's real inclusive, isn't it?
Yeah, those last three words. And I love Dave Gonzo's translation. This is the translation into regular English for okay. those of you listening out there. I will show no mercy to anyone who disagrees with anything I say. And that means you too, Lincoln Chafee, you unloyal little expletive deleted.
Right.
I said to anyone who isn't with my program of transferring wealth to the rich with so-called tax cuts, Social Security piratization, turning the nation's intelligence agencies into filters for selective facts that will justify the use of advanced weapon systems, politicizing the federal bench with the worst kind of judicial extremists, and opposition to anyone who blocks having the entire apparatus of the federal government evangelized to dear sweet Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yeah, that's a good interpretation. No, that's exactly what it means.
That basically is the whole share our goals mandate of our arrogant boss. The other thing I loved about the article is that they brought up something that I kind of thought of after I experienced my first couple of months of this so-called president and watched Animal House. This must have been like in March or April 2001, particularly the Bluto Blutarsky character.
Yeah.
And in the second paragraph of the article, they say, and I quote, Bush the Lesser preened and gloated like the Deke brother of old, the one upon which the character of Bluto Blutarsky in the comedy masterpiece Animal House is heavily rumored in large part to have been based. But in the case of Bush the Lesser today, without the affable veneer.
Mm.
I'm sorry, but the way he was going on about this one question limit, I mean, I'm sorry, but somehow I can't help but wonder if he's kind of sliding back into this bully boy kind of personality he had that he was reputed to have not only when he was in college but when he was first starting out in business. You know, glad handing everyone, mm-hmm. but also having that kind of cheap shot backhand if he didn't like you or if he wanted to kind of put you in your place.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, the first 4 years were bad enough, but now the Bush has people whispering in his ear that he received a mandate, that he has the power, that the American people are solidly behind him vis-a-vis the last election. He's going to go insane. George W. Bush suffers from what a lot of people suffer from who are weak, who are cowardly, who are bullies, and that is you give them a little power, stroke them in the right places, and they develop an enormous case of hubris. And eventually, as the Greeks have pointed out for thousands of years in their literature and their theater, hubris is what brings you down. George Bush will bring himself down. Count on it.
Well, I'm just worried that he's going to bring down another 100,000 Iraqis or Iranians or whoever.
Or Americans. We're not going to get out of this without paying a price in blood. George Bush will make sure that when he comes down, a lot of people die. I guess as atonement for his for the failure. His second failure. Second failure as president. He has never had a success in his life. Nothing. Not one thing, including the last 4 years, including trying to run this country, which he is utterly incapable of doing. But the hubris is going to get him of his own construction. And when he finally does come down, it'll be because he's just babbling insane. You watch. You watch.
The only thing he's had to save himself was September 11th. I mean, if you look at his September 10th mindset, if you will, his favorability score was in the mid-40s.
Well, he was on his way out. He probably would have been impeached because of his shady dealings, his violation of the law in doing the nation's business in basements and dark rooms. And 911, which he and his cohorts, to some degree, one way or the other, either passively or actively allowed to happen, saved him. Like he said, he hit the trifecta.
You're darn right, but let's keep our fingers crossed. Let's watch what's going on with this grand jury out in Chicago, and I think you're absolutely right about why Ashcroft is stepping down. God forbid, he doesn't want to be the one to have to indict his good buddies in the vice president and president.
Right, Trump. Right, because Ashcroft knows that if he did have to do that, the faithful, the real God believers, would get Ashcroft and rip the flesh from his body. They would devour him, just like suddenly last summer when Sebastian, Elizabeth Taylor, her cousin, who used her as bait, and finally the people in the village devoured Sebastian, just ate him alive. At least that's how I saw the movie all those years ago. And I think Ashcroft is afraid of the same thing. He knows that the faithful will turn on him like dogs on a piece of meat. So, yeah, he's getting out. Oh, my gallbladder. Hey, listen, thanks for checking in.
You're welcome.
I appreciate your call, Gene. Take
care.
Great
talking with you. Bye-bye.
All right, sir. We got time for another call before we break? No? Well, that tells me that. Okay. All right, we have another hour of fun and frivolity here, so stick around, all right? Your phone calls are going to dominate the third hour of the program tonight. So if you're on hold, stay there. You folks who've been on hold the longest, we'll come to you first and then work our way through the crowd. This is Air America Radio. I'm Mike Malloy.
Sounds of winter. It's coming. Be prepared. Help support your immune system all winter long with vitamins and dietary supplements from Nature's Bounty.
Use the dollar off coupon in this Sunday's newspaper good on any Nature's Bounty vitamin or dietary supplement.
Get started with Nature's Bounty to help maintain your immune system all winter long.
Nature's Bounty. A natural part of life.
Hi, this is Willie Nelson from Normal. For 30 years, Normal has provided a voice for the millions of Americans who smoke marijuana responsibly. Thousands of sick and dying patients find marijuana effective as a medicine, including cancer, MS, and AIDS patients. 9 states have legalized its use. To learn how you can help, contact Normal at www.norml.org or call toll-free at 888-67-NORML.
You're listening to 1190 WLIB New York, the flagship station of Air America Radio.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. Now that he has his political capital, President Bush says he intends to spend it. In a post-election news conference, Bush said he's ready to move his agenda forward in his second term. Bush cited plans to move forward with proposals to reform and modernize the Social Security system and overhaul the nation's complex tax code. At his news conference on Thursday, Bush also said the best way to protect the U.S. in the long term is to promote freedom and democracy around the world.
There is a certain attitude in the world by some that says that, you know, it's a waste of time to try to promote free societies. And I fully understand that that might rankle some. I just strongly disagree with those who do not see the wisdom of trying to promote free societies around the world.
And on the subject of religion, the president said religion should not be considered a divider among Americans.
I think the great thing that unites us is the fact you can worship freely if you choose, and if you don't have to worship. And if you're a Jew or a Christian or a Muslim, you're equally American. That is such a wonderful aspect of our society.
Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat is gravely ill and his health is deteriorating. Doctors treating Arafat at a hospital in Paris say his immune system is very weak. One doctor dismissed reports that Arafat is brain dead, but he did concede that his health is deteriorating. Daniel Pipes is the director of the Middle East Forum, a think tank which promotes American interests in the Middle East. He says Arafat's death would leave no clear successor and chaos for the Palestinian Authority.
I've been actually documenting since February of this year how there's been a growing anarchy in the Palestinian areas. Criminal gangs, warlords, Hamas and other ideological groups all in contention with Arafat's fading authority.
Pipe says there is no clear successor to Arafat, just secondary figures waiting in the wings. One hiker is dead, the other is recovering in a hospital after they fell into a 100-foot crevice on Oregon's Mount Hood. A sergeant with the county sheriff's office says searchers arrived at the 10,000-foot site of Sandy Glacier Thursday afternoon. Rescuers worked during the evening and managed to transport the surviving hiker to a Portland hospital. Rescue teams have not extracted the body of the other hiker yet. Elizabeth Edwards has been diagnosed with breast cancer. The wife of former Democratic vice presidential nominee John Edwards found a lump in her breast last week. A doctor at Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston says it appears that Mrs. Edwards found the cancerous lump during a self-exam, which he recommends, and he says survival rates with early detection range from 70% to 90%. John and Elizabeth Edwards have three children. One is a recent college grad. The others are under the age of 10. You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Jeff Weiser.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
Every day, Americans play a game. The stakes are very high.
Now stepping to the plate, the Smith family going for a home loan. The loan officer's checking their credit report. This one's going to be close.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and find out how to get your credit report instantly and online for free.
It's a home run.
Log on to freecreditreport.com and win the biggest game of your life. freecreditreport.com.
To the discriminating driver, a luxurious driving experience isn't an option as much as a requirement. That's why Goodyear developed the new Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. Not only does this tire offer a distinct upscale appearance, it delivers a smooth, quiet, comfortable ride. Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. It's the ultimate accessory for your luxury vehicle. For complete details and the retailer nearest you, call 1-800-GOODYEAR.
Some say peace in the Middle East is impossible. I beg to differ. This year we mark two anniversaries that remind us just how possible it is. 25 years ago, Egypt and Israel made peace. Why did Egypt turn toward peace after rejecting it for decades? Above all, because its courageous leader Anwar Sadat came to realize the futility of war. He found in Israel an eager partner for peace. And 10 years ago, a peace treaty was signed between Jordan and Israel. When Jordan's King Hussein was finally ready, he too found an eager partner in Israel. Yes, peace is possible, but it requires leaders of vision. Tragically, that's precisely what's been missing among the Palestinians. Had they taken a cue from Egypt and Jordan, perhaps this year we'd be marking three anniversaries, not two. Still, I'm grateful for the two anniversaries. They should remind us never, ever to abandon hope in the possibility of peace. Visit us at ajc.org. This is David Harris of the American Jewish Committee.
Hi, this is Al Franken on the next Al Franken Show. Happy days are here again. We're in full denial with an unfettered celebration of John Kerry's glorious victory on Tuesday night. Everyone who's anyone will be here. After all, Kerry pretty much owes his success to us. Join us for a little much-deserved gloating and then some constructive analysis of what to watch for in the new Kerry administration. We're going completely cuckoo on the next Al Franken Show.
I think this is going to be a Moody Blues weekend for me. I'm going to get out those first seven albums that they recorded and sit around with the proper libation, Jack Daniels, and listen to Moody Blues. Huh? Don't you do that every once in a while, truth seeker? If you're over a certain age, you do. I know you do. Andy is calling from Sacramento, California. Andy, welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks for taking the call.
Sure.
Moody Blues. Yes.
Right, I know.
I am of a certain age. I remember.
You do remember. Bless your heart.
My buddy, actually the love of my life, a guy named Jimmy Spheeris, toured with them.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Stop in at JimmySpheeris.com and check out some of his work. But anyway.
Last time I saw the Moody's was here in Atlanta, I guess about 6 years ago, and it was at Chastain Amphitheater, which is a real nice outdoor amphitheater, sort of like a mini Hollywood Bowl.
Huh.
And we got in there and sat down, and they came out on stage, and the first thought I had was, who in the hell are these old men on stage doing Moody Blues music? And then I looked, oh, my God, that is Justin Hayward. Oh, my God, look at these people. And then that night when I got home, I looked in the mirror and realized that they weren't really all that old after all.
Gravity.
Oh, well, but that's not why you called. I'm sorry, Andy.
That's okay. It was fun. Well, first of all, greetings from this big blue state out here on the western edge of the North American continent.
Yeah, on the left coast, yes. Well, good to hear from you.
I just printed up a bunch of stickers, bumper stickers that say U.S. out of California.
Yeah. Well, I read this thing in the New York Times today about the poor people in New York, especially the ones who live in Manhattan and the other boroughs, but who live in New York City on the island, and they say this one woman said, I tell my friends in Europe that I live on an island off the coast of Europe. So 75% of the voters in New York City that took a horrendous hit on September 11, 2001, voted against George Bush. This is the thing that drives me insane. The people who went through it.
Yeah.
The people who were assaulted, the people who watched the heart of Lower Manhattan collapse, they voted 3-1 against Mr. Bush. Go figure, huh?
And then they were raped by a corporate media that rolled over and played dead.
Yeah, for sure.
Sorry, I didn't want to go there. I wanted to be hopeful. I wanted to give us all a tiny sliver of hope.
The hope is there. All it takes is to get rid of the voting machines.
Yeah.
This wouldn't have happened. John Kerry would have won, as Randy Rhodes said on this network, by a landslide. But it was planned exactly the way it came off, and that's it. So there is no ray of hope other than to say, into the night, we must get rid of these machines. Now, I don't have the power to do it, nor do you. I am hoping that there are legislators or Don Quixotes or somebody out there who are willing to tilt at these windmills and say, we must get rid of the machines. Now, once we get rid of the machines, then we can start to reclaim our democracy. But, power does not relinquish itself. I could go further, but I'm afraid, I don't know, I might, overstep the bounds here of family radio. But you don't take down power by being sweet. You don't say, hi, listen, it's my turn now to have the power, okay? That's not how you get power. The Bush crime family and the Christian mad people who run this country are now convinced they have the power. They have the power with the Diebold machines and the programs and SAIC and all these ESC, ESS, the companies that manufacture these things. They're not going to give it up.
Right. They learned from they stole an election in 2000 and they've done their homework. They've learned how to do it this time. And this should have been a slam dunk. This time, it should have been a slam dunk for George Bush, and that's one reason that I'm hopeful. It wasn't a slam dunk. With the all the massive disinformation and the outright lies and the radical Christian right and the stolen votes, I mean, this should have been what Cheney's bumbling around saying, this should have been a mandate, but it wasn't, At least, if you count the votes, or count what the media says the votes are, only slightly more than half of us mm-hmm. were hoodwinked and bought into this.
Well, yeah, and the evangelicals, they're the ones that disgust me more than any particular group right now.
Well, nothing gets out the vote more than a little misogyny and homophobia. Let's go!
That's always a great motivator, absolutely. Hey, Andy, thanks for checking in, pal.
Thank you, and
all right,
bless
sir.
You.
Have a nice evening. The Christian evangelicals right now, they turn my stomach. I have never seen a group so pervert a religion, unless it's the Al-Qaeda folks, the madrasas, the Islamic fundamentalists who have perverted and destroyed the message of Muhammad, the prophet, who have corrupted Islam. It's awful to see. You know, it's just awful to see. You know, I look at the Jews. They have looked at their religion. What have they done with their religion for the past 5,000 years? They sit around and argue about it. Well, maybe it should be this. No, I think they meant this. No, wait a minute. How about this? Well, what did the Christians and the Muslims do? I'll kill you! I'll kill you! I'll kill you! You know, the Jews, well, maybe not. Oy, I don't know. What about this? No, this. I think, no. Well, let's think about it for another 300 years. Let's go to shul. We'll study this. And then the Muslims come by and the Christians come by. Kill! We're going to kill you! Ah, die! Big difference, huh? Yeah. But the Christian evangelicals in this country, I had at one time, they're all died off. They've all died off now. The hardcore fundamentalists in my family, the Southern Baptists, they're gone now. They went on to their reward, which is oblivion. You know, I feel very sorry for my two uncles and my grandma and people in my family who really believed all that lake of fire and talking snake and oh my God, whereas Franken would say, oi, 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 you know, and the sad part is, and it really is sad to me, you know, being the secular humanist that I am, and I think to myself, well, if there was just that moment when one steps into oblivion, where one would be aware of the oblivion, and that there was not, what the Muslim fundamentalists or the Christian fundamentalists think is going to be waiting, you know, there's nothing. But the ego can't do that. You know, it can't contemplate its own non-existence. And if you have no frame of reference to reference anything within a frame. You see what I'm talking about. You understand what I'm saying. So, you know, even Billy Graham, you know, when he finally croaks, you know, he's not going to have that blinding moment, or Jerry Falwell or James Dobson, where they can look around in the oblivion, in the void, and say, oh, damn, well, this was a big mistake. You know, they won't even have that moment. And I, you know, I just wish that weren't the case. But the Christian fundamentalists, the evangelicals in this country, the ones who reject science, the ones who say stem cell research, oh no, I want to see more people die of diabetes and spinal injuries and Alzheimer's and Parkinson's. We don't want no. Let's go back to medicine where we use leeches and arsenic. Okay, here, drink the arsenic, that'll drive the fever spirits out. And here, let's put the leeches on. If we suck enough blood out, the evil spirits will come out. That's what these people want. That's what they want. Science be damned. Science is nothing but demon-inspired theories. Especially when you have to chop up little tiny precious God's babies in order to get to their stem cells. You know, you have to take the little babies and just cut them, slice and dice them. Oh, God. I promised phone calls this hour. I think the reason Ashcroft is stepping down is really because he and Bush couldn't agree which one of them was closer to the Lord and Savior, don't you think? All right, I promised phone call. Phone call's coming back. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy. Oi, oi, maybe it's this. No, maybe it's that. No, I don't know. Is it this? No. Kill! Kill!
What is it that you have got that puts you where you are? I am waiting. Yes,
Yes, I'm a captive fan. I'm dying to be shown that you are not just any man. So if you are the Christ, yes, the great Jesus Christ, feed my household with...
The best things in life aren't always free, like free radicals that may have harmful effects on your body. That's why there's Nature's Bounty antioxidants like vitamin C and E and CoQ10 to neutralize excess free radicals and help reduce the premature aging of cells.
Now find a $1 off coupon good on any Nature's Bounty product in this Sunday's newspaper. That's a $1 off coupon in your July 25th Sunday newspaper.
The best things in life, they're from Nature's Bounty.
Nature's Bounty, a natural part of life.
Wouldn't it be great if some things were more convenient, like income tax preparation?
Please go up to the second window for your refund.
Unfortunately, not everything can be convenient, but Radio Shack is. With over 7,000 stores, there's probably one in your neighborhood where you'll find the helpful service you want, plus the latest electronics, accessories, wireless phones, and gift ideas. So even though we'd all like a little more convenience...
Yeah, I'm here to take your driver's license photo.
It's nice to know Radio Shack really offers it. Radio Shack, you've got questions, we've got answers.
Attention smokers, find out how to get two free cartons of your preferred brand of cigarettes. That's right, the makers of Smoke Free and 3 are so confident you will finally quit smoking that they'll buy your next two cartons for you if you don't quit. Never again will you have smoke-filled clothes, bad breath, or jeopardize the health of your loved ones. Just listen to these ex-smokers.
I've been smoking a carton of cigarettes per week as long as I can remember. The very first day I started the Smoke Free and 3 system, I quit.
This is Shelly, and my cravings have decreased. I'm calmer, less irritable, and I've been smoke-free for a month now.
This system really surprised me on how effectively and quickly it worked.
Smoke Free and 3 is strong against cravings mentally and physically, so you can stop for good. No stress, no jitters, no anxiety, and no more money wasted on cigarettes.
Call now for your trial of Smoke Free and 3 at 1-800-304-1766. Stop smoking in just days, guaranteed. 800-304-1766. If you don't stop, we'll send you $100 to buy your next two cartons. Call 1-800-304-1766. That's 1-800-304-1766.
I'm Mary Hart, and this is Empowering America. She was born in Dorchester County, Maryland in 1820, the daughter of slaves and the first in her family born in America. Young Harriet herself was hired as a laborer at the tender age of 5. When the plantation owner died, Harriet ran away, hiking through 90 miles of swamps and woodlands to the Mason-Dixon line. With the help of contacts along the Underground Railroad, she crossed over to the north and made her way to Philadelphia. She became a master of disguise and slipped back into Maryland to rescue her family. Ultimately, Harriet made 19 trips via the Underground Railroad, freeing more than 300 slaves. During the Civil War, she was a spy for the Union Army. She died in 1913 at the age of 93. But the inspiring story of Harriet Tubman has lived on in songs, books, and the history of America.
Empowering America is sponsored by the Foundation of American Women in Radio and Television and is made possible by the generous support of AT&T, caring for the communities where we live and work.
Welcome to What's on My Mind. First question. 1 in 3 chance you'll need it on vacation.
Duct tape? Saddle shoes? D batteries.
Actually, Imodium.
Oh, I knew that. There's a 1 in 3 chance you'll get diarrhea on foreign vacations. Imodium works often in one dose.
If you know all about Imodium, why didn't you say it?
TV chitters?
This is radio.
Oh.
Until next time.
Pack Imodium AD. Pack wisely. Use only as directed. About 1 in 3 travelers to developing countries get diarrhea.
I try to teach my children what's important in life. So instead of Fruit Loops cereal, I buy Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's cereal. Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's tastes just as good and has all the same vitamins and minerals, plus more vitamin A and calcium. And we get 50% more cereal for about the same price. Lesson?
I know, it's what's inside that counts.
Look for Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's and over 20 other popular flavors, because Maltomeal means more. Part of a balanced breakfast. Claim based on net weight comparison of 22.5 ounces to 15 ounces. Fruit Loops is a registered trademark of Kellogg Company.
Are you losing your hair? Is that bald spot getting bigger? Is your hair looking thinner? Why aren't you using Avacor, the hair growth treatment that has helped thousands of people just like you regrow their hair?
I am 39 years old. I've been slowly balding over the last 10 years. Thanks to Avacor, my hair is coming back and I couldn't be more excited.
The best product that I've tried.
Avacor is the product of the 21st century.
If you're losing your hair and haven't tried Avacor yet, how about a free month supply? We're giving away a free month of Avacor with all of today's orders. Avacor is proven to successfully stop hair loss and regrow hair.
Call 800-662-8168 for your risk-free trial of Avacor. Call now, 800-662-8168. That's 800-662-8168. And remember, all of today's orders will receive an additional month's supply of Avacor absolutely free. Call 800-662-8168.
It is not only important for the homeland security of America that we succeed, it is equally as important for generations of Americans who have yet be born.
Take this with as many grains of salt as you want to. Here's a letter written to His Excellency, Mr. Kofi Annan, Secretary General of the United Nations. It's dated 14th October 2004, so it's 3 weeks old. It's from Fallujah, Iraq. Your Excellency, it is very obvious that the American forces are committing crimes of genocide every day in Iraq. Now, while we are writing to Your Excellency, the American forces are committing these crimes in the city of Fallujah. The American warplanes are dropping their most powerful bombs on the civilians in the city, killing and injuring hundreds of innocent people. At the same time, their tanks are attacking the city with heavy artillery. As you know, there is no military presence in this city. There had been no actions taken by the Fallujah resistance in recent weeks because the negotiations between representatives of the city and the government were going well. In this atmosphere, the new bombardment by America has happened while the people of Fallujah have been preparing themselves for the fast of Ramadan. Now many of them are trapped under the wreckage of their demolished houses, and nobody can help them while the attack continues. On the night of 13th October alone, American bombardment demolished 50 houses on top of their residence. Is this a genocidal crime or a lesson about the American democracy? It is obvious that the Americans are committing acts of terror against the people of Fallujah for one reason only, their refusal to accept the occupation. Your Excellency and the whole world know that the Americans and their allies devastated our country under the pretext of the threat of weapons of mass destruction. Now, after all the destruction and the killing of thousands of civilians, they have admitted that no weapons were found, but they have said nothing about all the crimes they committed. Unfortunately, everybody is now silent and will not even dignify the murdered Iraqi civilians with words of condemnation. We know that we are living in a world of double standards. In Fallujah, they have created a new target, al-Zarqawi. This is a new pretext to justify their crimes, killing, and daily bombardment of civilians. Almost a year has elapsed since they created this new pretext, and whenever they destroy our houses, our mosques, restaurants, and kill our children and women, they said, "We have launched a successful operation against al-Zarqawi." They will never say that they have killed him because there is no such person, and that means the killing of civilians and the daily genocide will continue. The people of Fallujah assure Your Excellency that this person, if he exists, is not in Fallujah and is probably not anywhere in Iraq. The people of Fallujah have announced many times that any person who sees al-Zarqawi should kill him. Excellency, we appeal to you and to all world leaders to exert the greatest pressure on the American administration to stop their crimes in Fallujah and withdraw their army far away from our city. The city was very quiet and peaceful when the people ran it. We didn't witness any disorder in the city. The civil administration was going well, given its limited resources. We simply didn't welcome the occupation forces. And this is our right, according to the UN Charter, international law, and the norms of humanity. It is very urgent that Your Excellency, along with world leaders, intervene in a speedy manner to prevent a new massacre. We have tried to reach your representatives in Iraq so as to ask them to be more active in this regard, but as you know, they are living in the green zone where we cannot contact them. We want the UN to be involved in the situation in Fallujah so as to avoid a new massacre. We have tried to reach you through different channels and by asking our friends to convey this letter to your office in New York or Geneva with the hope that it will reach you. At the same time, we appeal to you to urge the UN agencies in Iraq to take an active role in protecting civilians and preventing the new massacre which the Americans and the puppet government are planning to start as in Fallujah, as well as many other parts of our country. Best regards, Qasim Abdusattar al-Jumali, President, the Study Center of Human Rights and Democracy, on behalf of the people of Fallujah. Damn, I missed that letter, or an excerpt from it on ABC, or was it CBS? No, NBC, CNN, MSNBC. No, you know, I missed that letter. Now, think about that for a second. No, I'm not going to scream. Think about what that means. A tribal or civilian council in Fallujah, the city that we have surrounded now and we are about to attack and destroy, pleading with the United Nations and other world leaders. You know what this reminds me of? You really want to know? Bad analogy, but the first thing that popped into my mind were the citizens of Warsaw and the Warsaw Ghetto in Poland when the Nazis herded all the Jews into the Warsaw Ghetto and kept them there. And then there was an uprising, and then the Nazis moved in and slaughtered everybody. Yeah, you probably saw it in the movie The Pianist. This is being done in our name now. You know, you can't run, you can't hide. This is being done in the name of America, and George W. Bush has his mandate to murder an entire city. To murder an entire city. How far are we away? They wanted to wait till after the election. The election's over. You and I are complicit in mass murder.
It's good news we. Someone's found a way to give the rotting dead a will to live for one that never died. Have you heard the news? What did it say? Who's won that race? What's the weather like today? What's the weather like today? It's good news we.
This is your 30-second Vanguard Insight on expense ratios. When comparing mutual fund expense ratios, the smaller the number, the more money you keep. Ratios that start with whole numbers? Not good. If you see a decimal point first and then the numbers? Better. Expense ratio too high? Call 1-888-VANGUARD or visit us at vanguard.com.
Call for prospectus for more information. Read and consider it carefully before you invest. Vanguard Marketing Corporation Distributor.
Would you like to lose those extra pounds? CarboBlocker is clinically proven in a double-blind study to give you results. We're so confident that CarboBlocker works that you can try it free. That's right, free. So call now for your free 30-day trial of CarboBlocker and fit back into your favorite jeans again. Just pay shipping and handling. Call now. 800-318-5434. 800-318-5434. 800-318-5434.
Head driving to Valero. Gotta fill her up fast. I fill my tank to the brim with performance gas. Head driving to Valero.
Vroom, vroom, vroom.
Make a turn for the better.
Vroom, vroom, vroom.
Head driving to Valero. For all the vroom you need.
Get more vroom for your buck. Valero. Value, variety, vroom.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
For just 45 cents a day, you can have 8 weeks of the Wall Street Journal delivered to your home or office every business day. That's just 45 cents a day for the insights, analysis, and news relevant to the business of your life. Every business day, the Wall Street Journal delivers the top news from every market, industry, and corner of the globe. But because life isn't just business, the Journal's innovative personal journal section translates today's news into the useful information you need to save time and money. From scoring travel discounts to better banking deals, Personal Journal provides practical guidance you can use. Call now and take advantage of the Journal's special introductory offer. Save 55% off the Journal's newsstand price when you order an 8-week subscription for just 45 cents a day. This offer is available for a limited time to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Don't miss out. Call 800-889-1001. That's 800-889-1001 for the Wall Street Journal.
Can a moderate leadership emerge in a Palestinian society where children are recruited to be suicide bombers? Can Ariel Sharon pull the settlers out of Gaza without bringing down his government? How are American Jews and the issues we care about affected by the presidential election? Why is Madonna studying Kabbalah? How do you rate the best kosher hot dogs? Read the foreword and find out. Keep up with tradition and what's new and changing. Enjoy award-winning reviews and arts coverage. Exclusive reporting on stories found nowhere else. Provocative editorials and news analysis on issues affecting all of us. More than ever, we need to stay in touch. And there's no better way than reading the foreword, the nation's Jewish newspaper. Try it for 4 weeks free. You'll then be billed $24.95 for another 26 issues. Not satisfied? Just write cancel on the bill and keep the first four issues free. Call now for the foreword. 800-253-7800. That's 800-253-7800.
The Business Trip by Super 8 Motels.
Somewhere between the last meeting and home, between four drive-thrus and the blob of ketchup on your favorite tie, between 60 dead bugs on your windshield and a wiper blade gone awry, somewhere between where you are and where you're going, there's a Super 8. See you along the way.
This summer, kids eat free at Denny's when you stay at Super 8. See Super8.com for details.
All Super 8 Motels are individually owned and operated.
Unfiltered.
Friday on Unfiltered. Still got a case of the terrible Tuesdays? It's not too late to whip it. Whip it good. It's the party machine. And yes, we still party. Pete Miser is here with some hip-hop healing. Blog and listen on unfilteredradio.com. On Air America Radio.
Unfiltered. Liz Winstead, Chuck D, and Rachel Maddow on Air America Radio.
Century, and there's universal approval of the statements I have made, and I'm confident there will be universal approval of the actions this government takes.
Uh-huh. Universal approval. So the people of Fallujah write a letter to Kofi Annan at the United Nations begging for help. Screw them. Wasn't it Iraqis who came to this country and bombed the World Trade Center and took the lives of 3,000 innocent people? Huh? I'll bet it was the Fallujans who did that, right? Right? No, it wasn't? No, not Iraqis? Who was it? Oh, it was Saudis. Ah. Well, it must have been Afghans then. No, it wasn't. It was Saudis who came and bombed the country? Who attacked the World Trade Center, who took 3,000 people to their deaths? Saudis! But I thought it was Iraqis. Fallujans. Well, we're going to kill a lot of Fallujans. We already have, and there's more that are getting ready to die. And you know something else? There's some American service men and women who are going to help in the killing of the people of Fallujah who also are going to die. And I asked the question again that I asked tonight at 7, 8, 10, 12 minutes into the program. A simple one-word question. Why? That's all. Why? We went for weapons of mass destruction. That lie, there were none. The lie of he's going to invade other countries. He can't. He's going to attack America. Can't. Has a nuclear program. Didn't. Okay, he's an evil bastard and we need to get rid of him. Done that. We did it. It's finished. He's in prison. Why are we there?
The oil? The military bases?
So we have killed 100,000 Iraqis. And we are going to kill many, many more men, women, children. We are going to slaughter them. We are going to kill them. We are going to blow them to pieces. And George W. Bush has his mandate, which makes it okay. According to Mr. Bush, the American people have stood up and said, yes, we want more killing. Please, George, we lust after blood and death and destruction. Ah! Or something like that. Now, remember what we proved after World War II. And remember how long the German people had to suffer for the collective guilt of what they turned their faces away from. And it didn't help that most of the death camps were moved to Poland to spare the German soil the blood of innocents. It doesn't matter that the killing fields for the Bush crime family is in Diego Garcia or Gitmo or Afghanistan or Iraq. It doesn't matter. The blood is still being splashed all over the ground. Why? Very simple question. One word. Why? Any of you right-wing monsters want to try me and just call me and tell me why? You dogs. You filthy, fake human beings. Anybody, any right-winger, you voted for him. You voted for death and destruction, you Bible-butchering believers. You people that if you met Christ on the road to Damascus or Chicago, you would smash him in his face and tell him to get the hell out of your way. That's so ugly. It really is. It is so. I don't understand. I don't understand, and I wish I could understand. Maybe if I could understand you people, I would become a radicalized right-wing murderous Christian. Maybe if I could just understand what it is you get out of it. Is it like sex? Is it like a good meal? What is it? Is it the rapture? Are you all waiting for that glorious moment when the heavens are going to open and you all will float skyward and your SUVs will careen down the street and wipe out 4, 5, 12, 50 non-believers? Or maybe somebody who's rapturing a little bit slow? Wouldn't that be funny, huh? Somebody who couldn't get their seatbelt undone, so your empty SUV hits them and kills them just at the moment they're being raptured. Ooh, wow. What is it that you people get out of this? You voted for a murderer. You voted for a man who makes light of it, who is dedicated to death and destruction. And he tells you, I'll save the little fetuses, but I'm going to kill as many walking human beings as I can. Is that not demonic? Is that Christian? I don't know. Maybe that's my problem. I have refused to set foot in a Christian church for lo these many years. Maybe the Christian faith has changed now. Maybe it's no longer turn the other cheek and Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. You know, what is it now? What is it? What is it that you people get? So the murder of Fallujah is, I don't know, it'll start within the next 24, 48 hours. An all-out assault is what CNN tells me and MSNBC tells me. And you just kind of notice the anchor people, men and women, smacking their lips, getting ready for it. Ah, blood. Ah, more war. And here we sit. What do you people get? What do you get out of murder? What are you willing to sacrifice for $2 or $1.50 a gallon gas? What? How many lives? You voted, you gave Bush his mandate. Why? He's a killer. Oh, God. Doug is calling from New York City. Doug, thank you for holding on. I appreciate your patience.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you very much. Can I ask you about the letter? Where'd you get it? What's the source of it?
It came. Hold on. It came following our excerpts from Workers World, www.workers.org, a communist newspaper.
Mm. Well, it got out of, it was written in Fallujah or outside of Fallujah?
Well, it looks to me like it's signed by, let me see here. Best regards, Qasim Abdusattar al-Jumaili, President, the Study Center of Human Rights and Democracy, on behalf of the people of Fallujah and for the Al-Fallujah Shura Council, the Bar Association, the Teacher Union, Council of Tribes Leaders, the House of Fatwa and Religious Education.
Yeah. Well, no doubt that we've been bombing Fallujah. And
We're going to attack it. We're going to level it. We are going to glass it.
And that's what the right-wing beasts on various programs have been demanding for many, many weeks now.
Do they say why we should turn it into glass?
Why?
why Fallujah? Oh, that's right. The mythical Al-Zarqawi.
Because that's the one obstacle in the way of the glorious freedom of Iraq or something.
Just Fallujah.
Civilization. I was going to originally talk about, why I agree with what you've been saying the last two nights about the outcome of this election. I was going to also put in about, on a lighter note, on the Moody Blues album, do you also include, and it's not a bad album, but do you also include To Our Children's Children's Children?
Oh, yeah, that's one of my favorites.
Okay.
Yeah, that's in the first seven.
Oh, yeah, I know, all right. But that's it never gets played. No songs on it ever get played.
I know.
but going back, the claim of this high mandate, the claim of this popular vote, this large popular vote by 3.5 million, it's just that it struck me as absolutely unbelievable because, for one thing, every single poll from every single professional polling agency, even including Gallup, I believe, and the Washington Post poll, both of which I count as somewhat right of center in Biden, they have him with an approval rating all year long, for a year now, below 50%.
Right.
I would say average of 45% approval rating.
But we both know only an insane man could look at 3.5 million vote majority out of 119 million cast and say, I've got a mandate. Only an insane man can look at, I got 51%, he got 48.9%. I've got a mandate to go kill more. I've got to kill and kill and kill until somebody stops me, and you know what? Nobody is, because I got a mandate, and I'm going to kill and kill. Only an insane man does that.
Well, this country, the world is in terrible trouble. I've been with an empty feeling and my stomach in knots, actually, for the last 2 days. It sickens me to the nth degree. I don't know how to even express it. One of the things I want to express is that I think it's the end of the republic. Senator Robert Byrd has been saying for 3 years now, or four years, that it is the end of the republic if this continues. They have totally, it is a complete and total change in every single thread of American history.
That's right.
You see, today, Herbert Hoover could be reelected. We have a guy who lost jobs, 1.6 million jobs.
Sure.
If this was 1932, Franklin Roosevelt would not be elected.
Oh, I know.
Single pattern has been broken.
Sure, every single one.
We have a consumer confidence index under 100.
You're absolutely right.
We've never had a president reelected with that.
And to add insult to injury, Doug, he's a religious maniac. Doug, I got to leave there. Thank you, sir. I appreciate your call. Quick break, folks. We'll be right back. Stay with us. This is Air America Radio. I'm Mike Malloy.
Wouldn't it be great if some things were more convenient, like income tax preparation?
Please pull up to the second window for your refund.
Unfortunately, not everything can be convenient, but Radio Shack is. With over 7,000 stores, there's probably one in your neighborhood where you'll find the helpful service you want, plus the latest electronics, accessories, wireless phones, and gift ideas. So even though we'd all like a little more convenience...
Yeah, I'm here to take your driver's license photo.
It's nice to know Radio Shack really offers it. Radio Shack, you've got questions, we've got answers.
Every day, Americans play a game. The stakes are very high.
Now stepping to the plate, the Smith family going for a home loan. The loan officer's checking their credit report. This one's going to be close.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and find out how to get your credit report instantly and online for free.
It's a home run.
Log on to freecreditreport.com and win the biggest game of your life. freecreditreport.com.
To the discriminating driver, a luxurious driving experience isn't an option as much as a requirement. That's why Goodyear developed the new Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. Not only does this tire offer a distinct upscale appearance, it delivers a smooth, quiet, comfortable ride. Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. It's the ultimate accessory for your luxury vehicle. For complete details and the retailer nearest you, call 1-800-GOODYEAR.
Paying my bills, adding, subtracting. Ooh, dividing.
Humdrum tasks can't get this woman down.
Water bill, cable bill, phone bill, fun. Oops, I forgot to carry the one.
Thanks to the afternoon lull-defying Harvest Bar. Real fruit and healthy energy from whole grains, fiber, protein, and vitamins in 10 tempting flavors like decadent double chocolate and sweet cherry crunch.
Write the check, put it in the envelope, lick it, flip, add a stamp.
Harvest Bar from Power Bar. Fight the lull. Be great.
And we go live now to Andy in the Air and our traffic chopper with today's traffic report.
Thanks, Todd. Traffic is moving smoothly eastbound on Route 1. No delays there. Moderate congestion at exit 17 northbound on the parkway. Expect a 15-minute delay. And there are heavy, heavy delays on the southbound thruway between exit 2 and exit 8 near the shopping center.
Can you see what's going on down there, Andy?
Well, there looks to be an overturned, oversized belly in the right lane. Extremely large, blocking all traffic.
I'm sorry, I don't have a great connection here. Did you say belly?
That's right, Todd. And a rather large one at that. It looks as if someone lost it from walking across the shopping center parking lot to the stores.
Well, there you have it. A heavy congestion due to a heavy belly. Stay tuned for another belly update at the top of the hour.
Small step number 43. Park further from the store and walk. It's just one of the many small steps you can take to help you become a healthier, well, you. Get started at www.smallstep.gov and take a small step to get healthy.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
I try to teach my children what's important in life. So instead of Fruit Loops cereal, I buy Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's cereal. Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's tastes just as good and has all the same vitamins and minerals, plus more vitamin A and calcium. And we get 50% more cereal for about the same price. Lesson?
I know, it's what's inside that counts.
Look for Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's and over 20 other popular flavors, because Maltomeal means more. Part of a balanced breakfast. Claim based on net weight comparison of 22.5 ounces to 15 ounces. Fruit Loops is a registered trademark of Kellogg Company.
Attention smokers. Find out how to get 2 free cartons of your preferred brand of cigarettes. That's right, the makers of Smoke Free and 3 are so confident you will finally quit smoking that they'll buy your next 2 cartons for you if you don't quit. Never again will you have smoke-filled clothes, bad breath, or jeopardize the health of your loved ones. Just listen to these ex-smokers.
I've been smoking a carton of cigarettes per week as long as I can remember. The very first day I started the Smoke Free and 3 system, I quit.
This is Shelley, and my cravings have decreased. I'm calmer, less irritable, and I've been smoke-free for a month now.
This system really surprised me on how effectively and quickly it worked.
Smoke-free and 3 is strong against cravings mentally and physically, so you can stop for good. No stress, no jitters, no anxiety, and no more money wasted on cigarettes.
Call now for your trial of Smoke-free and 3 at 1-800-304-1766. Stop smoking in just days, guaranteed. 800-304-1766. If you don't stop, we'll send you $100 to buy your next 2 cartons. Call 1-800-304-1766. That's 1-800-304-1766.
Hey, you've reached Chris and Jim. Leave a message. Hey, sweetie, it's me. You're not going to believe this. I'm still here. Looks like I'm going to be late again, so don't wait for me for dinner, okay? I'm really sorry. I love you. See you later. Okay, bye.
You know what's wrong with gay marriages? The same things that are wrong with straight ones. Support same-sex marriage. A message from PFLAG and equalmarriage.ca.
The Taliban regime. Those who house the evildoers. Has harnessed international aid workers.
Into the distance, living all black.
Credit where credit's due. Program engineered in New York City tonight by Colin Tippin and Jason Isaac. Linda Blake answered your phone calls. Chris in Minnesota is our senior correspondent. Ben Birch at WhiteRoseSociety.org. Archives the programs. Mark Marshall. MaximumInteractive.com takes care of my website. Jim in Arkansas is our music bureau chief. And Catherine Bay is our executive producer. Kathy is calling from San Diego. Kathy, I think you win recognition as being the person who has held on the longest in the history of my radio career.
Oh, good.
That's all you got to say. Well, hi, Kathy.
Hi.
Welcome to the program. What's
Thank
up?
Thank you. Well, I do agree they fixed it. They rigged it. They had to.
Oh, absolutely.
But that was the only way they would have won. I'm just kind of aggravated that Kerry gave in so quick. I was on vacation for 2 weeks before the election. Because it was making me insane.
Mm-hmm.
So when I got back on the 1st, the day before the election, and last night I'm going through my mail and reading some of my magazines, and while I was gone was a whole Sinclair Broadcasting episode.
Uh-huh.
And I never really knew how that came out until I read this article that they didn't show it because their stock dropped. So I started thinking about that, and I thought, well, what if we took the same thing to the ultimate level? And anyone who has access, who's a techie, which I'm not, could really help make this thing happen.
Mm-hmm.
The first thing you do is you go to the SEC and you get a list of all the public companies.
Right.
Then you go and you find who are the large donors to Bush.
Mm-hmm.
And then you find who are the large donors to Kerry.
Right.
Then you merge all these databases, omit the duplicates. So you don't have them in both groups.
Mm-hmm.
Then you'll have a list of all these large corporations that donated to Bush.
Right.
What would happen if Democrats who invested in the stock market, or more so, have mutual funds, sell the stock of these companies, and then have a list of the companies that were supportive of Kerry, and in turn take the money from the stocks they sell and purchase it to the other group.
Well, that's a good idea. That's an excellent idea. This is America, and usually if you want to get somebody's attention, you either hit them in the wallet or smack them with a Bible, one of the two.
And especially Republicans. They hate
yes.
to lose money.
Yes, they do.
So my suggestion is, and I'm trying to tell this to everybody who will listen, and I really suggest that we put the word out for people that have mutual funds or that own stock, look at your portfolio. Look at your mutual
mm-hmm.
funds. See where the money is going. You know, for years in the 80s, people divested of South Africa.
Right.
Well, we're no better than that now. So don't divest in anybody who supports the fascist government.
Well, like I said, it certainly makes sense to me. If I had some stocks, which I don't, the only stock I have is what, XM? XM Satellite Radio, I think, is the only one I have. Kathy has stock, but she was smart. She invested her money, and she has mutual funds. But that's something to do. Let's take a look at that stuff.
If you don't have stock, boycott.
Yeah, well, boycott I can do. See, I've been poor most of my life. And I've never had any money to invest in the stock market, but that's a whole different story.
Well, I have an IRA, you know, an individual retirement account.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I have, and that's not a big deal, but, you know, a lot of people do.
Counts for something.
You don't have to be rich to have some stock.
That's very true. That's very true. All right, Kathy, I have to boogie. Thanks. Good idea. And I'm glad you got it out on this radio program. Tonight, on this radio program, your idea must have reached at least 60, 70 people. So, Mike is calling from South Carolina. Mike, welcome to the program. We have about a minute and a half. I'm sorry to do that to you, pal.
Yeah, that's okay. We'll try it again another time when we get more time, you know.
Okay.
I want to give you a belated welcome to Air America to start with. You're joining a great bunch of people. I've been listening to them since day one, streaming them up here. I'm in South Carolina, and you know how it is.
I know how it is. My son lives over there.
Hey, anybody that's still laboring under the misconception that we actually have a real media,
mm-hmm.
is you know, just totally out there in la-la land, because, I mean, it's been totally right-wing since these people got in. If you saw what happened when Clinton was in, All of these people in the media were guard dogs and attack dogs, mm-hmm. and ever since Bush has been in, they're all lap dogs.
Yeah, isn't that the truth?
And you know, we've got so few places left. I mean, we got Bill Moyers still on public TV, but even public TV is feeling the pressure from these people.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
that's right. Disaster. That's right.
Really?
Yeah. Thank God there's the internet, because television is soon going to become nothing more than a collection of media horrors and murder trials and celebrity gossip and news bits, and that's about it. There are still some good writers around. There's no question about that. They write for newspapers and magazines, but television is. Television has just become a useless a cesspool, a septic tank. That's all it is. Radio, except for Air America and a few individuals who are out there still trying, individual talk show hosts, liberal talk show hosts, still trying, still busting their heads against a brick wall. But other than that, talk radio has also become nothing more than a toilet.
We've really got to do something about this because they're killing us there. I mean, we can't get our message out. And these people in the media, they know exactly what they're doing. They do.
That's one of the reasons for this network. Hey, Mike, I have to leave it there. Thank you, sir. I don't mean to be impolite and cut you off, but we have to boogie. We'll talk again. Hey, we'll see you tomorrow night. Do take care. Watch your back, okay? My name is Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio. See you tomorrow night.
Say it with love.
Moody Blues, yeah.
We've all been there, at the end of the line, frightened, confused, crying out for the smallest human kindness, when finally there's a voice.
Next!
Most people would tell you that these visits to the Department of Motor Vehicles are the most hazardous times in a driver's life. But they're wrong, dead wrong, because the fact is pollution caused by fuel exhaust is reaching dangerous levels. Right about now, you're probably wondering, what can I do? Plenty, my friend, plenty. Next time you're buying a car, choose one with the best gas mileage that meets your needs and fits your budget. Knowing that you're helping to keep our air cleaner and reducing our country's dependence on oil should slow your weeping the next time you're called in to renew your driver's license. For information on how to find a fuel-efficient car that's kinder to the planet and right for you, and for other easy tips on how to protect our world, log on to getgreen.com. It's easy to do, and you'll learn to save money on gas. Now, that's enough to make you smile.
Next!
If only for a moment. That's getgreen.com. A message from the Ad Council and Environmental Defense.
Here, America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. Now that he has his political capital, President Bush says he intends to spend it. In a post-election news conference, Bush said he's ready to move his agenda forward in his second term. Bush cited plans to move forward with proposals to reform and modernize the Social Security system and overhaul the nation's complex tax code. At his news conference on Thursday, Bush also said the best way to protect the U.S. in the long term is to promote freedom and democracy around the world.
There is a certain attitude in the world by some that says that, you know, it's a waste of time to try to promote free societies. And I fully understand that that might rankle some. I just strongly disagree with those who do not see the wisdom of trying to promote free societies around the world.
And on the subject of religion, the president said religion should not be considered a divider among Americans.
I think the great thing that unites us is the fact you can worship freely if you choose, and if you don't have to worship. And if you're a Jew or a Christian or a Muslim, you're equally American. That is such a wonderful aspect of our society.
Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat is gravely ill and his health is deteriorating. Doctors treating Arafat at a hospital in Paris say his immune system is very weak. One doctor dismissed reports that Arafat is brain dead, but he did concede that his health is deteriorating. Daniel Pipes is the director of the Middle East